much about.
All right, Americans, let's take it from the top.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G.
Okay, everybody, don't forget to call in. I'm Gary Brooks. This is The Score. Let's talk some sports. All sports except for soccer. And don't call me and tell me how great soccer is. You always say things like, oh, come on, it's the most popular sport in the entire world. Who cares? Coldplay is the most popular band in the entire world, but that doesn't mean I don't want to light a Nickelback CD on fire and beat Chris Martin over the head with it.
I went to Vivienne Westwood and sat next to Rihanna and was just like...
Did you hit that?
Oh!
Be the end of your killer!
That could have gone one of two ways, but I never expected her to get upset.
And now...
Yes, thank you. Welcome to my personal hell.
Our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. It is the Kevin and Bean Show. It's a brand new day. It's a Tuesday morning.
And we're going to take your telephone calls for the Tuesday edition of Kevin and Bean's What to Do Nephew in a minute at 1-800-520-1067. You get on the air, you get a prize. Reading this morning about a guy who lives in, where does he live? He lives in Illinois, took a job in 2002 to go work for a communications company in New Jersey, and then before he was hired, he changed his mind, decided not to go.
Right.
However, somehow by mistake, the company put him on the payroll back in September of 2002.
Awesome.
And started mailing him checks.
Awesome.
He started getting the checks and started thinking, well, this is a pretty good deal because I'm not actually doing anything, but I'm getting paid. And did not exactly, in a speedy way, alert the company that he was being erroneously paid. So 2002 goes by, and then 2003, and he's still getting paid, and then it's 2004, and he's still cashing those checks, and then 2005, and then 2006, and then 2007 rolls around, and then somebody at the company finally notices, hey, who's this guy we've been paying for 5 years?
After and, 5 years.
Yes. So they go to him, and go, hey, what about all these paychecks we've been sending you for the last 5 years for a company you never worked for? And he said, yeah, about that. So he gets arrested. I guess sentencing is scheduled for January 8th. I guess he was convicted of fraud and
why did he get arrested? How did he know they didn't mean to send him the checks?
How did he know he wasn't working for them?
You know?
I would have liked to have heard his defense. I would have liked to have heard if they tried to come up with some way to convince the jury that he thought it was intended. Well, I just thought it was a bonus for the interview or something like that.
Yeah, that's
but
odd.
I mean, I wonder what most people would do if, I mean, a lot of people would get that first check and they would go, well, maybe I'll get away with it. Maybe they won't notice. And then the second one comes, they go, I really should call, but it's kind of a pretty good deal. And who knows, maybe, just maybe, they won't notice.
Yeah, but then you have to know the end game of that is going to be they notice and you get in trouble.
Right.
It has to be.
Maybe
he thought
he could get the interest and just give him back the money and all would be fine.
No. That's interesting, but that's what a money manager would do. I don't think this guy's probably that.
Right.
I think he thought, this is pretty sweet. I'm not going to
cocaine
say
money.
Yeah.
That's what he thought.
I wonder how long most people would let it go, because it would be a very tough phone call to make to start, you know, to stop those checks coming with a full salary on them.
Yeah.
Well, wouldn't it? Especially if you got used to it. Now they're going to ask for that back as well.
Yes.
You're in increasing trouble every single time they send a check.
I hope he was taking advantage of the health benefits.
I'm sure he was.
At least he's got that.
I'm sure he was.
Good dental.
Anyway, 5 years of getting paid by a company he never worked for. I just think that's such an awesome story.
Someone
I love that so much.
Someone in accounting needs to be fired.
No kidding.
Yeah,
that's
maybe a heads up.
Yeah.
All right, let's get started with your phone calls. 1-800-520-1067.
We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or 1.
What it do, nephew?
All right. Give us a call. Get on the air. Win a pair of tickets to Ski Dazzle at the Los Angeles Ski Show and Snowboard Expo is at the L.A. Convention Center coming up on October the 29th, which I believe is Thursday, through November the 1st, which I believe is Sunday. So that's what you get just for being on the air for Kevin and Bean's What It Do, Nephew.
Let's start our day off with DeJuan, should we?
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, DeJuan.
Good morning, Kevin and Bean. Hey, Lisa.
Hi, DeJuan.
What's going on, man?
How's it going?
Good.
Yeah, this past weekend, this Saturday, me and my mom went to grocery shopping. We was having fun. Saturday night, I stay at home. And this past Sunday, I stay at home all day watching 90210.
Mm-hmm. That is a hell of a weekend right there.
Are these the DVDs that Bean sent you?
Yeah. I was watching 90210 on my DVR, season one. Season two.
Oh, on your DVR. So these weren't the ones.
Oh, season two. Okay. By the way, Dewan has taken to tweeting now for fans of his that would like to follow him. I think your Twitter name is Dewan A. Johnson. Is that right, Dewan?
Dewan Amir Johnson, yes.
Amir Johnson, okay. And that's A-M-I-R. And 90% of Dewan's tweets are, I'm watching 90210. That's mostly what Dewan offers to cyberspace.
Oh, yes.
Hey, Dewan, let me ask you this. Just rough estimate. How many times have you watched each 90210 episode of this year?
All of them.
I know, but how many times each? Like, the first episode, the pilot of this year, how many times? And then the second one, how many times?
About six or seven times.
Six or seven times each.
Yeah. Right. I'm surprised you have that kind of time. It would seem like there would be lots of other shows on television that you would want to be able to watch as well.
Like The Vampire Diaries.
Ooh. Sure. Do you like that one?
Oh, yes.
All right.
With that former Degrassi actress, Nina Davu.
It's all about the chicks for you, isn't it, Dewan?
Yeah.
That's right.
That's my man right there.
All right, Dewan. Well, I'm glad you're having a great time out there in Los Angeles, California. Thanks for calling, okay?
You're welcome.
Real quick, Dewan, do you like Melrose Place? You watch that at all?
Sometimes. It's okay. I got it on my DVR.
Oh, okay. Because we have a very special guest later on in the Kevin and Bean show. You might want to be, tuning into that.
She's super hot, but what I guess time? I don't watch that show, What are you going to do? 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock. No.
Okay. All right. You considered it, and we appreciate that.
We know you're very busy, Dewan, but thank you anyway for thinking of us. Okay.
You're the best. Bye.
He is the best, by the way. Let's try the unlikely named Vibov. Vibov is on line 4 on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Vibov.
What it do, nephew? What it do, baby boo?
What it do?
Wow, wow. Hey, so I sprained my ankle on Friday playing tennis, and I got like a little ugly little white shoe to go along with it.
The boot, the walking boot or whatever it is, yeah?
Yeah. So it helps me, keep the load off.
Right.
So I get a lot of tension yesterday, first classes and all that stuff. And,
Girls?
I got, three numbers from girls, yeah.
No kidding.
Three numbers from girls just because you had an injured foot.
Yeah, so I'm thinking Lisa May could meet me and give me her number.
That's what you're thinking?
Done.
I thought you were thinking, well, maybe you just won't take that off for a while.
Maybe.
Yeah. You need to what just keep it around to have it handy.
Spraying the other foot next week. See what happens.
Oh, there you go. What is it you think that women like about somebody who's being injured?
Oh, I don't know. Just a sympathy factor, Just they just look at me and they're like, aw.
They look at him and go, I can outrun him. That's not going to be a problem. He couldn't catch me.
Maybe that's it.
All right. Yeah. Well, congratulations.
Yes.
And have you closed any of the deals, though?
Oh, I'm actually meeting up with a girl today for coffee. So
all right.
We'll see how that goes.
All right.
Good work, Vi.
Make it happen, Vibov. Thanks for the call.
It's quite a name.
Let's try one more. How about William? He's on line 2, calling about a huge day in music today.
Hey, William.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Guys, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, I wanted to ask you, did you guys get a chance to listen to the new Creed CD?
I thought it came out today. No, Full Circle, is that today?
Yeah, it is today. Yeah, I got to tell you, I went to Irvine Meadows and saw Creed, and actually I was very glad I went because Stone was really, really good. But Creed kind of let me down. They only played like a couple licks of their new CD, and then they played all their old stuff, and Scott Sepp's voice sounded like it was strained out again, and I was rather disappointed at the concert.
Well, you know why? Because they suck. Because they're a terrible band.
Why did you go to that show?
Well, I wanted to see Stained.
Stained, okay.
Yeah,
I gotcha.
Stained rocked. They were very good.
Right. What did you expect from Creed? Because I got to be honest, if I'm there for Stained, and I hear Stained and they're good, when Creed comes out, I think, wow, this is going to be bad.
Well, yeah, you know, I didn't know. You know, I started out with Creed with my own prison. I liked that stuff. You know, it's, you know, my age and stuff, you know, that was the thing back then. And, you know, I just figured maybe they got some new stuff and they're coming back. But actually, I was really disappointed.
So yeah. Not so
well,
good.
I mean, you were already there. You'd already paid for the ticket. Why not stick around and see how they sound? And then they just disappointed you. That's too bad.
Yeah.
That's funny, so when you expect almost nothing and still get disappointed.
Well, they are, in fact, Creed, so there's nothing they can do about that. But thank you for the call, William. We appreciate it.
We should play their new... Oh, no, we shouldn't.
No.
It's just a joke.
If
she
only
just,
we got an email or some type of chat room blast about the new album.
Some kind of response on the internet?
Yeah. Maybe we consider it.
Yeah, nobody told us that they had a new song out that we should be playing. That's a good point, Psycho Mike.
How about that?
It's on them.
All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
Okay.
All right.
Katie Cassidy is going to be here today.
Oh, she's not that hot. I don't think she's very pretty, you guys. I don't know what you're
that
talking
is
about.
That's not what I said.
Yes, it is.
She's a dog.
I didn't say any of
Did
that.
Did you say the word dog?
No.
All right.
I said I've seen her once on Melrose Place.
And you were blown away?
She was attractive, but I don't get Mike's.
No, that's not true.
Mike's craziness.
Wait a minute. It can be true that she doesn't get your craziness.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
What happened was...
Oh, stop. Hold on. Both
this
of
is,
you are
this
insane.
This is what happened. I said, when we originally found out she was going to be on the show, I was like, oh my God. She is so ridiculously hot. She's uncontrollably hot.
Yes,
Lisa May said...
This is an
exaggeration. And Lisa May said these words. She's not that hot.
Oh!
She's not that hot. Not
she's
the way you're
so
talking about
hot.
It.
Yes, she is.
All right.
There's hot chicks, and she's above that.
Yes.
She is
so hot.
She's no longer in the hot category, by the way. She's a step above.
What the hell?
That's true. What do you want us to say?
She's so hot.
Oh, my God. Have you seen her outside of the show?
I've seen photographs of her outside
so
of the show.
So that's probably what you're basing it on, because on the show she's attractive, but she's not over the top.
Oh, you're insane. She's smoking on the show.
On the show.
They allow her to smoke?
You listen to me.
On the show, it makes me feel uncomfortable when she's that hot. It's
she's diabolical.
She is
hot.
Not diabolical.
Yeah.
I'm going with diabolical.
You
this
are
is,
dismissed.
By the way, I did not bring this up on the day she was coming in. You did.
Because
which is a bad idea.
It's important.
Well, we'll just bring it up when she's in here. Yeah. That's all. No. We'll just have this conversation when she's here.
Yeah. When
how about now, Lisa?
How's she look now?
How's she look from down in the basement, Lisa?
She looks really far away.
What? Yeah. I can't hear you. I'm sorry. What?
Also on the program today, we have tickets for Foo Fighters Storytellers. Very excited about that. We got a new game.
It's not new.
I pity the Foo. probably
it's an old game.
Probably most people haven't heard
of it. I pity the Foo who think it's new.
We have Flea from the Red Hot Chili Peppers on the program as well. I'm sorry. Can I hear that again?
Jang and Ding Dong.
And Ralph Showbiz Beat is
106.7. Society. They should say that more.
K-Rock is KROQ, and it is 5:52.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, get a campfire going or something, because we've got the new song from Pearl Jam called Just Breathe coming up next. You'll want to sit around and sing that, along with Kumbaya. Also, some Sublime on the way, Muse, Foo Fighters, and more. Ralph Garman is here with our first look at the Showbiz Beat for a Tuesday. What's going on, Ralph?
Now we have a reason to watch the Golden Globe Awards.
Why?
January 17th will be the broadcast, and the LA Times reports that Ricky Gervais will be the host of the awards ceremony.
Yeah!
Finally, awesome. What a good choice.
It's the first time the award show has had an MC since 1995, by the way.
He is an excellent choice.
He is very, very funny. Ricky, of course, had an hilarious acceptance speech at the 2008 Emmy Awards with Steve Carell of The Office. And he, of course, created that show on the BBC. And last year at the Golden Globe Awards, he was a presenter, and he gave Kate Winslet a hard time about doing the reader. Remember, he said, I told you, if you did a Holocaust movie, the awards would start flowing in. Very, very funny segment. So I think he's going to be brilliant. I think
he'll
be an excellent choice on their part. So good stuff. Congratulations to Jude Law. He, of course, is the proud daddy of a new baby girl, Sophia. Well, I say proud daddy in the sense that I'm sure if he ever saw his daughter, he'd be proud of her.
Oh, right? What happened?
Well, this is the daughter of Samantha Burke, the Hooters waitress from Florida that he banged and got knocked up.
Right.
Samantha has sold the first photos of Sophia to Hello Magazine, which is a British entertainment news tabloid magazine, and she's on the cover with Sophia, and she says to the magazine that Jude hasn't seen his five-week-old infant yet.
Okay.
But she understands he's very busy, and she says that she's sure he will fall in love with Sophia if and when the two finally meet.
That's optimism.
And she's right. He is very busy because this story comes out of the New York Post. Jude Law just this week was in trouble at a bar in New York City for smoking at a table in a private booth he ducked into with three girls that he was making out with.
All right.
So he is busy.
He's got
to
do that.
I can see why he's too busy to see his newborn daughter.
Full schedule. He's got things he'd already planned.
He's got three women to entertain while he's smoking in a bar in New York. So, she's right.
Hey, I have a question for the woman, and that is, if you're a Hooters waitress and you're picking up celebrities and taking them home and banging them, don't you have a responsibility to not get pregnant, Lisa?
I think all women have a responsibility
to not get pregnant, right?
If they weren't planning on getting pregnant. It's pretty easy not to.
But if you're Jude Law.
If you're Jude Law, yeah.
And you're a rich movie star.
Right.
And you've got money and publicity, you know, problems that could arise from an unwanted pregnancy, don't you make a point of wrapping it so that you don't get a broad knocked up?
Sure. Seems like a smart thing to do.
I mean, I think she has more to gain with an accidental pregnancy than he has to lose, if that makes any sense.
I lose respect for her as a hoe, though, if she's going to get pregnant. That devalues her in my mind.
If you're going to be a hoe, you should take care of your vag. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. Oh, that's what I'm saying.
That kind of behavior is completely unacceptable.
Speaking of hoes, Levi Johnston wants to remind you that he's posing naked in Playgirl magazine.
Oh, God.
In case you forgot.
Magazine still exists.
Levi Johnston, by the way, of course, is the teenager who got Bristol Palin pregnant during the much-touted presidential election last year.
Excellent.
And he has a deal with Playgirl magazine to strip down, and he wanted to remind everyone that it's going to be coming out in December, which, as he says, is just in time for the gift-giving season.
Oh, my God, really?
So if you want any photos of young Levi Johnston nude in Playgirl, you know what to get somebody for Christmas.
Just in time for the gift-giving.
Yeah, it's Christmas time.
I guess we have to ask Mike, do they still, I mean, in the Playgirl, is it full nudity, like junk and stuff, is it more tasteful than that?
No, they do like themes, you know, so like one page will be like a cowboy, and the next will be like a logger, and you're like, look at my log, I'm a big manly logger.
Okay.
Bean so trapped you, he asked you about Playgirl, and you answered.
And that wasn't on the air, though.
Sucker! Yes. You know, it used to be that nobodies would work in Broadway, in theater.
Right.
And then you would become a star by doing a big performance on Broadway, and then you'd leave Broadway and go to do television and movies, and then you'd become a big star.
Is this a stepping stone?
That theater used to be where actors would go to get a break. Unknown actors would get their break working on Broadway.
Right.
Not so much anymore. Now it's the opposite. Now big-time actors are going to Broadway to do the shows. First of all, because it gives them a certain, you know, a sense of
being a real actor.
Cred, if you will. Mm-hmm. Artistic credibility. And also because with the economy, they can't sell tickets to Broadway shows unless there's a name attached.
Yeah, they really pack them in that way.
So it just announced along those lines. Sean Hayes from Will and Grace and Kristen Chenoweth will be starring in the Broadway revival of a musical called Promises, Promises. Burt Bacharach and Hal David wrote that show years ago. They're bringing that back. And Liev Schreiber and Scarlett Johansson.
All right.
Will be starring in a new Broadway revival of Arthur Miller's drama, A View from the Bridge.
Giant size cans.
This will be Scarlett Johansson's Broadway debut, and that should be spectacular.
Hope she sings. She's a hell of an actress.
That should be good stuff, her doing Arthur Miller on stage on Broadway.
That will be as good as Julia Roberts was on Broadway.
Oh.
Didn't go well.
You know who we have to talk to is
Sean Connery
about Daniel Craig's doing a big Broadway show now. You know, and you know, one James Bond talking about another. I bet Mr. Connery probably has some opinion about
it. He usually doesn't, but he can try.
He's very supportive of the other men who have played 007, though.
Especially Daniel Craig.
Yes. And lastly, Madonna is in the news quite a bit this week because she's been over in Malawi opening up a new girls' school over there that she's paying $15 million to help them build. She also says that she wears gloves all the time.
Over there?
All the time, just in general. Because apparently she is uncomfortable with the veiny ugliness of her hands.
Is that right?
Yeah, she thinks it makes her look older.
What's she can do with the rest of her body, though? It's exactly the same shape.
Can she get a glove for her head?
She needs a body glove.
And lastly, in an interview while talking about her sexy showbiz persona, she said in real life, she is a one-man woman. She's not the sexy, slutty sex symbol that she would have you believe. She's actually just a one-man woman. You know, one man per orifice. You know,
that's, oh, wow.
I'm just saying. Wow. But still, one man woman.
Happened to Madonna's face.
Things, celebrity birthdays. Kelly Osbourne, sweet little Kelly Osbourne. You know, since she's been on Dancing with Stars, she's dropped a ton of weight, and she looks good.
Yeah,
she's,
looks good. Yeah,
she's 25 years old today. Scott Weilen of STP and Velvet Revolver is 42 years old today. Simon Le Bon of Duran Duran is 51 years old today. KK Downing, guitarist for Judas Priest, turns 58. And one of my personal comedy heroes, John Cleese from Monty Python, celebrates his 70th birthday today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Time for the Afro Line, 323-520-AFRO, 24 hours a day. This is the kind of tip that we appreciate from our listeners.
Heads up. Go to Channel 2. Vera Jimenez wearing a schoolgirl outfit. It is awesome.
Okay, we have Channel 2 on in every room in this building right now. Look at her. She's on right now. Look at her with the plaid skirt and the... Lisa, how come you never show that much cleavage when you do your job?
Well, I don't have the same breasts that Vera does. But the great thing about Vera is I know her and I hang out with her. And she is also, like, the nicest person you would ever want to meet in your whole life.
How nice.
And she's that hot.
Yeah.
I would like to hate her, and I cannot.
We have the sound down, so we don't know. Is this a Halloween costume she's wearing? Is she Catholic schoolgirling it up, or is that just what she happened to pick out for today?
That's what she's wearing today.
Oh, right. She's the best.
Wait, you said you don't have that kind of cleavage.
No.
Fix that.
It is the.
She certainly did.
Yeah, exactly.
It is the holidays. That's all I'm saying. This one is for specifically for Lisa.
Hey, everybody. How about Craig Wilton? You don't even know.
Well done.
Bean, do you have the Rodney clip of him being a. What did he call? What's the word? Legend? No. What was the.
Phenomena.
Phenomena. Do you have that clip? Because the next call is about a local DJ that is...
Yes.
It's hard to believe that he's real. Here's a little of what he sounds like.
Okay.
Michael Jackson, world phenomena.
That's our boy.
Hi, Kevin and Bean. All right. You guys need to stop making fun of me. I really hate it. I'm a phenomenon. All right.
Yeah.
Fireflies is the number one song on iTunes. What the f***?
Yeah, I was on iTunes over the weekend my own self. And I, from time to time, will look at the charts just to see what's up. And I couldn't believe that song was still number one. And Kevin, didn't I even say that to you? First thing Monday morning after the weekend, I said, Kevin, you're not going to believe this. Fireflies is still number one. We still haven't met a single person who likes it.
Bigger than ever.
How is it possible?
Listen, there are some things I can't explain. This is one of them. I really don't get it. But what are you going to do?
Who's to blame? How about nope.com, nope.org, nope.gov, nope.edu, nope.uk, nope.nope?
I want nope.nope. That's good.
That is good.
H-Man! We're getting sick now.
Swine flu song.
All right.
We were telling people to come up with ideas for swine flu songs and to send them to us, so that's what that was about.
Kevin Bean, you're seriously really pissing me off. I'm seriously lacking Rocktober. Where is the Rocktober? I want Rocktober! Rocktober!
We couldn't keep up the pace of playing in Melfon 5 days a week, so we have to save it for just Fridays. Now, what's the long-term plan here, guys? Since the band is together for Rocktober, this Friday will be the final opportunity for us to play in Melfon. Does it just go away for 11 months, or what happens?
Well, dude, I don't know.
Or do we roll over into Blovember?
We have all kinds of upheaval right now.
Yeah, the band is barely holding together,
I don't even
to be
know
honest.
If we can make it till Friday.
Really?
It's kind of disappointing.
Oh, come on, you guys. We have to hang in there till Friday.
I'm an artist! I think so, too, but Mike's
Mike.
Lead guitarist is the problem. Didn't bring
You're
a guitar
such a
last
diva.
Friday.
Yeah, he is definitely a diva.
You're commercial sellouts, man. I'm about the art.
This
we
is how it happened.
Hard, and just when we start to get success, you quit.
Just like
what's
in 2006. This is exactly the same as then.
All right.
This
you know what? Maybe Styx, Garmin, and I will go elsewhere.
I hate to see Melfond break up again. It seemed like it was such an effort to get back the band back together again. Come on, Mike.
You know what? With our side project going as well as it is, you guys should just watch your mouth.
What's your side project?
You and your side project.
Our side project? What? Are you kidding me? You act like you don't know.
What's your side project?
No for. Right?
That is a total ripoff of Melfond.
Maybe.
All right.
Seeing the record sales.
All right.
So I was playing the new Brutal Legend demo, and at the end, they say that the game comes out on October 13th.
There you go. Catching on.
See how happy it makes people? This is from the fight, from the UFC fight. And the caller's wanting to know for those, so it's kind of hard to hear, but why Joe Rogan and Bean are the same person.
Who are you thinking coming into the center? Do you think you just had to mix it up? Why does Joe Rogan sound like Bean?
No reason to insult Joe Rogan.
And finally, a joke.
What do you call a retarded midget late to work? A little tardy.
I like that guy comes with his own audience. It's important when telling a joke.
So even if you don't like the show, I'm saying stick around just to win free stuff.
I might like that.
That was the wrong one. Sorry. That's the music I was looking for. I don't know if you've seen the story of LaToya Jackson. I don't even know if you know who she is. She is Michael's sister, and she crazy?
Yeah.
She definitely crazy. She's the one, like many of them, got lots of plastic surgery, has done Playboy a couple of times, and I think she was a Dancing with the Stars contestant as well recently.
Senor.
Okay.
She told the Mirror tabloid in England that she is communicating with Michael. She walked into his place and says, "Hello, Michael, how are you? If you're here, please, please let me know." And all of his lights start blinking.
In the house?
Yes.
Okay.
And then she says, "Oh, this is so great. Give me another sign." And then the lights blink again.
Wow, what does she's really need? Demanding.
I don't know why once isn't enough.
Well, we asked producer Alex to get the hotline to heaven ready for us today because it's time to dial up and find out what's going on upstairs with the great Michael Jackson from beyond. Hey, Michael, welcome back to the Kevin and Bean Show. How are you, man?
Jam on.
Michael.
What's up?
How's it been going? Have you settled into heaven in the last couple of months?
Yes, but now I'm haunting LaToya.
So,
So that's true. You're actually communicating with LaToya.
Yes, I'm communicating from beyond the grave.
Michael, you don't have to talk like that to us, okay? We know that you're dead, and we know that we could talk to you, because we have the hotline to heaven.
Why doesn't LaToya just use this phone line?
I don't know. It's a lot easier.
That's a good point. So, first
chains.
Of all... Yeah, all cut right, the chains.
Thanks.
Good idea.
All right,
who are you talking to up there, Michael?
Omar.
You got a guy named Omar in heaven?
Yeah.
Wow.
He's my macaw.
He's your what?
My pet macaw.
Wow.
Isn't that a bird?
Yes. Did you... Did you read the whole story?
Yeah, I did, but why would a bird be...
Read at the bottom
I'll
of the story.
It.
I saw that it was a macaw, but
why
would...
Why are you asking the question?
Because
why don't you stay in Michael character?
I was asking why Omar the macaw...
Is that a bird? Would why
be,
would you be talking to a bird?
All right. Why would he be
do
handling
I have to
the chains?
Myself?
Hang on, let me read.
LaToya
said that Michael's pet macaw is having conversations with him.
Yes,
there it is.
Thanks for the help.
All right, good.
Yeah, appreciate the backup.
I saw that. I was asking why the bird was handling the chains. That was the part that confused me. That's all. All right. Let's talk about, first of all, why does LaToya keep going over to your house? Because you did. What's she doing there?
She's looking for jewelry, spare change in the couch cushions.
Ouch. Really?
Gold dust. I may have farted.
I see.
Just anything of value that she can...
cash in on it.
Are you happy with the fact that she's now out in the press talking to the Mirror in England about you communicating with her?
Well, I don't think anyone really listens so much to LaToya.
That's a good point.
So this would it would be worse if it was coming from, like, Jermaine or Your Majesty.
Your nephew, right?
My nephew.
What do you think of that name, Your Majesty?
That's retarded.
Yeah.
It says
but
the
then
guy
I have
has
a child
a kid
named
name.
Blank. Yeah. No, you go. You do the joke. That's fine. I'm
Michael,
good.
Michael, you're a little tense today.
Well, oh. I'm getting no help from that side of the afterlife.
We're doing our best, man.
Are you? Really? That's even sadder then.
Wait a minute.
I would think that with the Eagles winning last night, Michael Jackson, you'd be happy today.
What are we talking about? What's happening?
All right,
I'm so glad I'm dead. Oh.
So LaToya says that the lights start blinking, that she can smell your Tom Ford cologne, and yes. And she feels you brush past her.
Come on.
Are you just trying to drive her crazy, or are you just playing with her? Are you
okay? We can't. Oh, we can't put the F word on the air, Michael. Oh. We can't do that.
There's different rules here in heaven.
So shut the F up.
Yes,
okay.
Pretty much.
All right. All right. Why, last question, because I'm scared of what you're going to say next.
Oh, my
Yeah, he finds
the macaw.
He's a macaw.
Why? How is the macaw? Is the macaws laughing?
Oh, God. All right, last question for you, Michael.
Oh,
why?
I hope so.
The wheels are coming off.
Why LaToya? Why are you? Why not contact through Rebe or Tito?
Well, I tried to contact Janet.
Yes.
Okay.
Through another pet of mine, but Janet ate it.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow.
So
that's not good.
I had to go with one of the family members that wouldn't eat whatever I tried to contact them through.
I understand. Yeah. Okay.
In fact,
all right.
I think the reason the lights are going on and off at the house is that Jen has been gnawing on the wiring.
That's very possible, I guess.
See, she eats a lot.
Yeah,
she does. Janet does.
She's
kind
not
of
fat, thin. Right?
All right, Michael. Well, listen, thanks for picking up the phone. I know you regret it, but we enjoyed talking to you today.
Nice clapping along.
Thank you so much.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it is 6:49.
And now, another drama-filled moment on the hills.
Yo-yo!
Look what I found.
Oh, my God, I thought I lost it. No, you just left it in my car.
That was a drama-filled moment on the hills.
How do they keep things at that pace for a whole
I know.
Show?
Look, things are really heating up over on the hills. I think you can tell from that clip. It's the Kevin and Bean Show for a Tuesday. Ralph Garman is here with the show Biz Beat. What you talking about, Ralph?
That's their version of Lost on that show.
I lost my keys.
Where are my glasses? I lost my sunglasses. Oh, they're in my car. Whew. All right. Smoke Monster.
They paid off a little quicker than Lost did.
Yeah,
though.
Sure did. You know Barbie?
Sure.
Popular toy from Mattel has been around for, I don't know, 50 years?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. A lot of their market now is collectors. They do special limited edition collector's runs of Barbie in different styles and stuff. Like, they'll do famous movies like Wizard of Oz. They'll have her dressed up as Dorothy from the Wizard of Oz or something like that. Well, they just announced they're doing a Ladies of the 80s doll collection.
Yeah!
Ladies of the 80s.
Featuring Barbie dressed as rock. Female rockers from the 80s.
All right.
Just in time for Christmas.
Like?
You can get Barbie dressed as Cyndi Lauper, Joan Jett, or Deborah Harry of Blondie. Get your very own Barbie Blondie.
Huh. Is anyone less Barbie than Joan Jett?
Yeah, look how hot the Joan Jett Barbie looks, by the way. She's
wow.
much harder than real Joan Jett.
Sure is.
Oh,
wow.
So do her.
That's
if I was a doll or she was a person. You know, one or the other.
That's pretty hot.
Yeah.
They took Joan Jett and they said, what if she was hot?
What if she looked like Barbie?
Right. Now, Joan Jett was hot.
Yeah, she
yes,
was
but not that hot.
Look at Barbie Joan Jett.
That's classic beauty hot.
Wow, she's hot.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so do
All
her.
Right. Hey, Ralph.
Oh, I got to find a way. Got to find a way to do it. I'm just thinking, how hot, happy is Rodney Bingenheimer, legendary radio DJ Rodney?
Oh, yeah.
What's he going to do to Joan Jett Barbie?
Touch me, I'm going to scream.
He's going to ruin those dolls.
Oh, please.
It's pretty hot here.
Stop it.
He's going to ruin them. Stop it. Cyndi Lauper, Joan Jett, and Deborah Harry Barbies?
Well, I'd like to see them play.
Yes, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Can you imagine?
God help me.
Can you imagine?
How about the horrors?
That's right.
That's right.
How about them? Anti-orgasm.
What? When does Whore Barbie come out?
Whores.
Yeah. Congratulations to Chloe and Lamar Odom.
They get married again?
Not yet.
No.
No.
It's
still not official. They don't have a marriage license or a legal marriage or anything. No.
Well,
but what they do have is much more important.
Love?
No, tattoos.
Tattoos of each other?
Yes, they got each other's initials tattooed on their hands.
Yes.
Chloe got an L-O on the web between her thumb and her finger.
For Lamar Odom.
Lamar Odom. And Lamar got K-O, which is what Chloe does to a bag of Oreos while she's watching television. K-O's it.
Well, she's like famous.
Yeah. Here you can see, once again, I'm showing photos on the radio, but here's them holding hands. This way, when they hold hands, their matching tattoos are right next to each other. Wow. That's why they got them like that.
Maybe they'll dig it. Coachella next year.
Yeah. Maybe they'll be in Coachella.
So, are they married or they're not married?
They're not officially married, if that's what you mean. Not any legal sense.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but they've only been together for a month?
A month and a half, yeah.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. Okay. All right,
teenage lovers.
It's true.
So, now we know they're doomed because they got each other's initials tattooed on their hands, so they're screwed. Apparently,
I've been behind them for a long time.
Yes, Lamar got them on both hands, and Chloe just got it on the one.
And I got new black kids.
So, they got that going for them. Speaking of Khloe Kardashian, if you'd like to help Khloe raise some money for charity, you can step into the boxing ring with her.
Lisa.
Square off with Khloe Kardashian.
Lisa. Sit on me.
Is a mauve belt or something.
She is a plaid belt.
Right.
However, Khloe is 9 feet tall.
There is that.
It would be Lisa and Chewbacca.
She outweighs me by about 100 pounds.
What? Is she really boxing for real?
All the Kardashians are. Kim, Khloe, stepdad Bruce Jenner, brother Rob, Kourtney's boyfriend Scott Disick. The only one not getting in the ring, of course, is Kourtney because she is with child. But they are hosting the Kardashian Charity Knockout, where you get to square off against each of them and raise money for charity.
Oh, my God. Really?
Is it strip boxing?
No, I think it's just straight up boxing.
That's too bad.
I hope nobody hurts Kim. That's my fear with this whole event.
Yeah, me too.
Khloe.
You know, Brock Lesnar pulled out of his fight yesterday.
Really?
In the UFC. I'm thinking, you know.
That's why?
Worthy opponent.
Getting ready for Khloe?
For Khloe. Yeah,
he's got to train for Khloe.
So, we'll keep you up to date on that, but fascinating stuff.
That's an odd choice. We should box. Who said that and then who went, yes?
No, that's a great trust idea. Trust me, you will get, best case scenario is you get hit.
Yes.
Even with some goofball who just does it for charity, you get in a ring with somebody, they're going to start swinging. You're going to get tagged.
Yeah.
It's not fun getting hit. Are there other ways to raise money for charity? Can you sell off some of your voluminous costumes that you have in your closet or something?
Right. You're good, too.
Amy Winehouse may be headed for trouble. I'm worried.
You're kidding.
Yeah.
Really? She might be in trouble?
She might be headed for trouble.
She's been solid.
She may be getting back together with Blake Fielder Civil.
Oh!
No.
You know what a bad influence they are on each other.
Yes, I'll give her a plug.
Apparently her family is really upset about the news that they are starting to see each other again.
What happened to Amy Winehouse?
Amy also put on her Facebook page. She's changed her Facebook page status to say that she is married to Blake Fielder Civil.
Now that's the... That's the dude that was in prison for years.
Right.
And then when he got out, he looked at her and went, oh, hell no.
They divorced 3 months ago.
Okay.
And where it is, apparently they're starting to hang again, and they're concerned she will pick up where she left off regarding her drug habits.
I love you.
He wasn't seen as good for that, for her?
No.
For drugs?
Not so much. Mm. And what celebrities would strippers most like to see join them on the pole?
Oh.
Well, the New York Post did a poll, if you will, of the ladies who work at the famous Scores strip joint there in New York City.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
And asked them to name the top five celebrities they would like to see join them in a career at a gentleman's club. Carmen Electra, not surprisingly, ended up at the top of the list. I think she would be best suited working the pole. Megan Fox. was second,
sure,
according to the ladies of Scores.
Is this legally binding?
No. I think it is. They must do
they
it.
They have to do it?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I'm in.
Kim Kardashian, speaking of the Kardashians, was third on the list. Now, this is women that other strippers would most like to see them join them on stage to be a stripper.
Boobs.
Lindsay Lohan, number fourth on the list. Well, that's going to happen any day now, trust me.
That's true. Although that she's going to be hanging on for dear life to the pole.
Trying not to fall down. Yeah. And Paris Hilton, oddly enough, fifth on the list.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's because she's famous?
That's a surprise. Yes. I wouldn't want to see that.
What's with the pole?
I've seen Paris work a pole before, and I was not impressed.
I thought it was rather impressive, no?
Martha Stewart was on made the top 10, by the way.
Nope, she didn't.
Curious.
That did not happen.
I'm not kidding. They actually said that.
Well, she would bring baked goods every day.
I think they're just trying to be funny.
Funny, yeah.
Yeah. And great casting news. I don't know if I don't know why I say this, because I know Kevin hasn't seen it, because it was made in 1969. But there's a classic Oscar-winning film called True Grit, starring John Wayne.
Great movie.
Where he plays a U.S. Marshal who helps this little girl whose father has been killed by these outlaws. He takes her and they go after these outlaws together. What a classic Western.
Okay.
All right.
John Wayne won an Oscar for his role in True Grit.
I've never seen John Wayne in anything.
Really?
Yeah.
You should see True Grit.
Nope.
It's a great film.
Don't have time to keep up with movies that are coming out now.
You have all the time in the world.
I am a busy man. Back to you.
Anyway, the Coen brothers are remaking it.
Really?
Yeah, this should be good.
All right.
Because the Coen brothers. They're by the way, if you get a chance, see A Serious Man. It's in limited release right now. The Coen brothers put this film together. It hasn't got a lot of attention, but it is really well done.
I've heard it was great.
And one of my favorite actors in the world, Jeff Bridges, apparently will be starring in the John Wayne role in this True Grit. Just announced today also that Matt Damon and Josh Brolin are going to be joining the cast as well.
Wow.
So this looks like a Western worth checking out. I'm very excited.
How do they do that?
How do they do that? Today's celebrity birthdays are written on a list that I keep right here. There they are. Kelly Osbourne is 25 years old today.
Bitch.
Oh, come on.
Stop it.
We like Kelly.
What's wrong with you?
Scott Weiland, Stone Temple Pilots and Velvet Revolver frontman, is 42 years old today.
Circus freak.
No, he is not. He's a very talented and personable young man. Simon Le Bon of Duran Duran is 51 years old.
And then you heard, I don't know.
Actor director Roberto Benigni from Life is Beautiful. He's won an Oscar as well. He's 57 years old.
I hate people.
Oh, come on. KK Downing of Judas Priest, legendary guitarist, is 58.
Yeah. That's pretty hot here.
Yeah. And one of my favorite actor comedians of all time, John Cleese from the Monty Python's Flying Circus, is 70 years old today.
Wow.
I'm Ralph Garman. Walk the show, Biz Beat.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it is 6 minutes after 7 o'clock.
Nope.
Come on.
Nope.
You have to admit, it's the most wonderful time of the year, though, Kevin. Halloween is this Saturday.
Halloween, Halloween, ooh, Halloween. All right. Ghostly things are going to happen.
Ghostly things are going to happen.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
I'm telling you that I think Flea would appreciate a little Hollywood Spooks because it has such a great bass slide. How about that? How do you like me now?
I wish that the children could see, nope, but I can't find them for the life of me. And as Halloween Spooks.
Speaking of Halloween this Saturday, how about October 31st at Union Station, downtown L.A.? Halloween Baloo is the name of the event. Our friend Flea has put it together for the fifth year in a row to raise money for his conservatory. Let's get some more details with Flea on the phone right now on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Flea, how are you, man?
Hello, boys.
Great to talk to you again. Halloween Baloo is back. What do you got planned for the Saturday?
It's happening, man. Come on, I want everyone to come on out, support children's music education for the Silver Lake Conservatory of Music. Ben Harper is going to play.
Wow.
And Linda Perry is going to play. And I am going to play. Daniel Lanois is going to play. The great
excellent.
Daniel Lanois. And it just should be a really, really cool night, man. It's going to be fun. It's going to be Halloween. It's going to be rocking. It's going to be a beautiful evening. And for anyone that doesn't know, the Silver Lake Conservatory of Music is a school that I started with a couple of friends about 10 years ago. It's a nonprofit music school. We have about 700 kids in there studying music. It's not about being famous. It's not a rock star school. It's nothing to do with being an idol or anything ridiculous. It's about learning music, academics, and fundamentals of music for kids because they're not getting into the public school system. So we have this school, and the school is really cool, but we need a lot of money to keep it going, so we have these fundraisers.
Lee, how did you come around at the beginning to, because to me it sounds like, oh, I should start a school. That just sounds daunting.
Yeah, well, you know, it was just a little idea in the beginning, but luckily, you know, I had the money to make a little idea happen. And I, you know, originally I was actually at a basketball game in New York City. I was on tour, and I went to go see a Knicks game. Even though I hate the Knicks with a vehement passion.
Yeah, you should.
Of course. Yeah. But I went there and I was sitting next to this woman. She goes, oh, I'm the music teacher at Fairfax High School. You know, I know you went to Fairfax High School. Why don't you come and speak to the kids one day about music, about the viability of a career in music and whatnot? And I said, great. And so I went down there one day and went, and I went to the music room, you know, in my at Fairfax High School, my alma mater, where I used to play in the marching band, the orchestra, the musical production band, the choir, you know, everything. All I did was play music in high school. I was a music geek.
Sure.
And I went there, and they had nothing, man. No more orchestra, no more band, no more instruments. They had a volunteer teacher, a couple of acoustic guitars. Like, they just had nothing, you know. And it was so heartbreaking to me, and especially, you know, making me think of how when I was a kid, I was kind of a bad kid, you know. I was running around in the street, I was on drugs, I was breaking into houses, I was bad news, you know. And the one thing that gave me, like, a sense of discipline, a sense of self, and something to hold on to so I didn't completely go off the edge was being able to play music. And it really broke my heart, because I know there's lots of kids like me.
Is that the first thing that goes in tough financial times, is that type of program in the public schools?
Well, I think so. Yeah, the arts always go first, you know. And you know, my partner in our school, Keith Barry, he brought up a good thing. He said, you know, we have the three R's, the reading, writing, arithmetic. He says that his proposition is arts, academics, and athletics, and all three being equal, and which makes a lot of sense to me. But actually what happened is, like, as I recall, in 1980, Ronald Reagan, they passed Proposition 13. I graduated high school in 1980, and Proposition 13 really cut out the funding for arts programs, you know. And I don't know, I think it's just gotten worse and worse, and some schools have private funding. I don't think most public schools in L.A. don't. So I just, you know, just found a space and built a school and did it, you know.
I think you're absolutely right. And the story that you just told about what music meant to you way back in the day at Fairfax High, you can multiply that by thousands and thousands and thousands of people all over the country. I mean, kids need something to turn their energy into. Otherwise, they're going to do bad stuff.
Yeah, exactly. You know, especially ones like me who didn't necessarily have parental supervision, you know. You leave a kid to his own devices in the city, and he, you know, he doesn't have something to believe in. It's a bad combination, man. Bad stuff happens, and education is the most important thing that our kids need. You know, music is a great one, because it's one thing. It makes their whole life better forever. It gives someone a richer life. It's a discipline. It's something to work on. It gives you a sense of self, you know, and a sense of self-worth when you learn how to play something. And I see these kids in our school. I've seen these kids come in. Some are a mess, you know. And you see them, they start to learn how to play an instrument, then they perform in a recital or something, and they start to really feel proud, you know.
that is no small bonus that you actually get some chicks.
And for the young ladies, if they get to be in a band.
Of course. They get chicks also, right.
They get chicks and they enjoy it.
This is our friend Flea on the phone. Of course, we're talking about the Halloween of Baloo, which is this Saturday night, Halloween night at Union Station, downtown Los Angeles, starting at 6 o'clock. You mentioned a phenomenal lineup of guests this year. The ones that are announced so far include Ben Harper, Linda Perry, Andy Summers from The Police, and a whole bunch more. Now, do you guys just play together on each other's songs, or are you going to have individual sets that people are going to come out, or how's it going to work, Fleet?
Oh, it's all going to be different. I know, you know, Ben Harper's doing his own show. I believe he's going to play acoustically by himself, then he's going to play with his new band. I think they're called the Relentless Five.
Relentless Seven.
They've grown, yes.
Excuse me, yeah. And, you know, Ben is a great songwriter and a great performer, and I'm just so pleased that he agreed to do this, and grateful to him. And also, Two of his children attend our school also, which is...
Oh, no kidding.
Oh,
which
how about
awesome
that?
Thing. Yeah, yeah.
We have tickets to give away. This is the fifth annual Hullabaloo this Saturday, October 31st at the Union Station to benefit the Silver Lake Conservatory of Music. We have five pair. The first five people that want to call, 1-800-520-1067. Flea, how can people help if they want to... It's a fundraiser, right?
Yeah, it's a fundraiser. So, of course, you know, buying a ticket to come is a help. And also, you know, we're always accepting donations, you know. And our website, silverlakeconservatory.com, people can go on there and if they want to donate, they can donate. It's always helpful. You know, we've been, our school, man, I mean, it's flourishing and it's doing so well. And we've been so lucky to have, like, great musicians play for us. You know, Eddie Vedder has come and played for us, Tracy Chapman, Patti Smith, Metallica has
wow.
played for us. You know, the Chili Peppers, of course, several times. It's just become this really great thing, and like, you know, like you guys were saying earlier, it's like, how do you get it going? It's like, I think sometimes when you have an idea, when it's a good idea, it just gathers its own momentum by the force of what it is, you know?
Well, it's great that you're doing it, and you have helped so many people over the years, and obviously we wish you continued success with that. Hey, since we have you on the phone, Flea, before you go, you yeah. excited as we are? We were just talking before we got you on the horn about how much we're looking forward to this Celtics-Cavs game today with the upgrades that those guys made. They're kicking off the NBA season this afternoon.
I'm very excited about, but I don't really care about their game very much.
Well, you gotta scope out the competition. Come on,
Flea. For those of you,
I do care. You know, I appreciate the quality of basketball, and those guys have a lot of good players, and it should be a fun game. But I'm much more excited about the Laker game.
That's Flea.
Come on, let's bask in the glory, Los Angeles. Let's come together and enjoy the rings.
Flea, he blogs about the Lakers. He watches the Lakers. He goes to the Lakers, and
he obsesses.
I suspect that if there was a game on Saturday night instead of Friday night, this thing wouldn't be happening on Saturday night.
If there was a game on Saturday night, that we'd have to switch the children's education could wait a little
That's
bit.
What I figured, yeah.
But isn't it great, though, I mean, as the defending champions to kick off the season tonight, to be guaranteed a win? I mean, when they give you the Clippers to knock down, I mean, that just has to make you feel good about it, being able to start 1-0 guaranteed.
Yeah, well, you know, I've been to a few ring ceremonies where they've lost. Because it's, you know, the other team is one thing. The other team is fuming when they're collecting their rings.
Yeah.
And they get distracted. But the Lakers are so, I really think this could be the most talented Lakers team of all time. And that's counting the Magic Johnson teams.
Wow.
And counting the, you know, the Jerry West, Elgin Baylor, Chamberlain teams. I mean, this team is stacked, man, from top to bottom. And my heart, you know, broke when we lost Trevor Ariza because I
Me
really
too.
Loved him.
Me too.
He was great. He was great.
Yeah, high school in L.A., college in L.A.
Love that guy.
Humble team player, great. But, you know, our cast is really good, you know. And it's okay if you have the crazy, scary guy on your side, you know.
Yes.
it's okay.
Well, we had this whole discussion. We had Rod Artest in on the show a couple of weeks ago, Flea. And Kevin, I mean, it was really tough for Kevin because Kevin's one of those Lakers fans who hated Rod Artest and always rooted against him. And it's a real change in your mindset that now he's wearing your colors.
Well, all of a sudden you're seeing him sing Celine Dion and going, oh, he's kind of sweet, you know. It's like... Yeah, but you know, the Clippers also are, they have a very talented team this year. And
yeah.
The problem with the Clippers is they have the worst ownership in all of professional sports.
Yes,
and
they do.
As long as the fish stinks from the head, the Clippers will always not be good.
I agree, and I've always said that the Clippers fans deserve a better owner.
Yeah, no, the owner, as long as Donald Sterling owns the Clippers will never win. That's the facts, you know, because the Clippers, the players will never feel taken care of, and they will always leave.
Yeah, that hurts.
You know, where the Lakers are so lucky to have the family that runs the Lakers, you know.
Yeah,
that's right.
I mean, I just saw this the other day. Jerry Buss owned the Lakers 30 years. They've been in the finals 15 of those years.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's amazing, man. Jerry Buss.
Don't get divorced. That's all I'm going to recommend.
What's that?
Don't get divorced is what I'm going to recommend to the buses. That's all.
No more courts for them.
No. Nope.
Exactly.
Yeah,
all right. Well, listen, we're out of time, but the NBA season kicks off tonight, which I know makes it practically a holiday for you today, Flea. So we appreciate you getting up early and talking to us. Hullabaloo is going to be this Saturday at Union Station. You can get tickets at 323-665-3363. All the details about the event and the school. And please donate and help Flea with the great work he's doing at SilverLakeConservatory.com. You're awesome, dude. We always love having you on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Thanks.
Thank you, Flea. You know, every once in a while we come across a topic we're not sure we're going to get somebody to call in on. I think we can find somebody like this, but I'm not sure. Bean and I have been having an argument off the air, a fun argument, but we disagree.
Discussion.
A discussion about the Northwest pilots, and they flew 150 miles past the airport, and at first they said they were arguing, and then somebody else said they were sleeping, and now they came out and they said they were on their laptops.
Yeah.
And they were not in contact with the FAA for over an hour.
Yeah, I think an hour and 18 minutes is how long the FAA was trying to get them on the horn, and they're just no response. And by the way, I don't know, it seems like that's long enough that they ought to have already had somebody up looking for them.
Right?
You know what I mean? Thinking that they're asleep or something.
They had the military on notice. I mean, they
were on standby.
They were ready to take off and intercept a plane if it was, you know, September 11th all over again or whatever. These guys, some people thought they were sleeping. They have now come out and said that they were on their laptops, both of them, two pilots on their laptops. They said they were going over the schedule.
For an hour.
Pilot going over the schedule means watching you porn.
Right. Right. That's, I don't buy it. I don't buy this at all. How did
the laptop or the schedule part?
Well, certainly the schedule. I don't even buy the laptop. I just think, and I don't know this, and that's why we need somebody to call. You can call anonymously if you're a pilot or you're familiar with the way pilots work for major airlines. Maybe you're retired. And you don't have anything to lose by talking or whatever. Is it possible that both these guys were on a laptop and that there's nothing that was lighting up and giving them any kind of a notion that the FAA was trying to get their attention?
And that they were probably getting more and more demanding as they were trying to get a hold of them?
It's been 20 minutes. It's been 30 minutes. Get them on. And these guys were just what? They were literally talking about their schedule?
I don't believe the schedule part. I think they were watching movies on their laptops is what I think. But I also think, look, I'm not trying to excuse it in any way, shape, or form. It's heinous and they ought to be fired, I think. But you'd think that knowing you're flying a plane, that you're the pilot or the co-pilot, after 15 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, now 45 minutes, you think you'd look up and get some of that situational awareness that you're required to have in the cockpit. You know, Northwest has come out, and I guess other airlines have the same policy, that you're not allowed to have a personal laptop in the cockpit. It's prohibited anyway. You're not allowed to do it. So they're in big, big trouble, even if their story, even if it's better than falling asleep, they're already in huge trouble for using laptops. But look, as we were talking about earlier this morning, if you're flying a commercial airline, and we'd love to speak with you if you've got any kind of experience flying the big planes that have the autopilot, 1-800-520-1067. If you're flying one of these big planes, you're doing very little these days. You take off, you stay in contact with the ground. That's your important job in the sky.
Yeah.
And you land. But other than that, it's all done by computer. Can you imagine? This flight was from Los Angeles to Minneapolis, right? Which has got to be a five-hour flight, maybe? Something like that?
Probably.
Four hours and 30 minutes of that, you're doing nothing. You're just sitting on your ass. I can understand how somebody would say, well, I got nothing really going on here. It's smooth sailing. I'm just going to put on watch some South Park episodes while I'm sitting in the chair.
Let me ask you this question then. At no point in that hour does either one of them think, wow, it's been a while. We haven't communicated with the FAA. We haven't looked at our whatever. Neither of them did that for an hour. Really? To me, that says they're asleep.
Could be. It certainly could be. I mean, it's hard for me to imagine because I'm not a commercial airline pilot. I would be terrified that something would go wrong and feel like I would be paying constant attention to what was going on. But I don't know much about these pilots. But if you've been doing it for 25 years and you fly two flights like this every single day, you've got to be pretty laid back about it. You're not really as tuned into the drama and the danger and the excitement as I would imagine most people would be.
I agree, but neither of them. I mean,
yeah, that's kind of why you got the co-pilot.
You have
right?
two yes. people there. One of you is going to catch that. One of you is going to either hear, you know, the speaker or see a red button flashing or something. I mean, one of them would notice that in an hour.
But Kevin, put you in that seat with a laptop. Give you a copy of Jackass 2. All right, are you ever going to think about looking up and checking out what's going on out the window?
Yourself. Correct.
You just lose yourself.
That's why I'm not flying a plane. These guys, that's their job. That isn't my job, and nor would anyone let me fly a plane. But it just doesn't seem that there's no possible way. The FAA is expecting to revoke the pilots' licenses today.
Yeah.
And they're offering a refund to the people who flew that flight.
$500. Please don't sue us.
Now I'm sure that you're going to have to sign off and say we're not going to see you or whatever because they went, you know, 150 miles too far.
Yeah.
But I can't buy this. I don't buy it. I think they fell asleep. There's no other explanation that makes any sense. First, they said they were arguing. that wasn't true. And then they said, somebody said they were sleeping. I don't know. It's been a weird story. But let me ask you this, Bean. If both pilots fell asleep, would they ever, ever say it publicly?
Oh.
If they did.
No. I agree with you. The laptop saves a little face. It's stupid. It's irresponsible. It's dangerous. But it makes you feel better about the guys than if they fell asleep. Absolutely. Especially if they fell asleep holding hands. All right. 1-800-520-1067. One quick call before the break, and then we want to hear what you have to say, particularly if you have experience in this area. JR is on line 5. He has been a pilot. He has done commercial flying, and he's going to weigh in on this story right now. JR, thanks for calling. Thanks for holding on. What say you?
I say they had to be on their laptops, because if they were sleeping, at this point, they'd admit it.
Really?
Why?
Because
that's the worst possible. It's the worst possible scenario, is that they were asleep, isn't it?
No, for two reasons. Number one, pilot fatigue is a huge issue with the FAA right now, and they're redoing all their rules about fatigue and, you know, maybe even permitting naps in the cockpit. But if they come out and admit that they were on their laptops, that's a huge transgression, or, you know,
because that's already prohibited. You're already not allowed to have personal laptops in the cockpit, right?
Right.
All right, JR, let me ask you the same question then. Is if Northwest Airlines finds out that these guys were asleep, would they ever say that?
Northwest?
Whatever airline.
I don't
know. Any airline. Would any airline admit that their pilots were sleeping?
They would probably eventually have to admit it, because it would just come out, but they wouldn't like it.
Right.
Would pilots get fired for sleeping?
I would hope.
Probably not.
What?
Because the union might come in and say, look, you're working them too many hours, and fatigue is an issue.
Exactly.
So, in other words, if they admit they're on their laptops, that would be, they feel in their minds, they come up with that story because they feel that that's... What's the advantage for the pilots to say laptop versus sleeping? That's what I'm trying to figure out.
There is no advantage.
So he's
saying
they're telling the truth.
That's why I'm saying they got to be telling the truth.
Have you ever known of pilots, or have you ever seen or done the same thing? Had a laptop, a personal laptop, and watched movies or something when you're in the air?
I know people that have. I've never personally done that. But, you know, there's other things. I mean, I've played cards. When I was, you know, crossing the Pacific or something.
Right.
Yeah.
But you could still hear the FAA and all that stuff.
Yeah. And from what I understand, they were trying to call them, you know, from the headquarters of the airlines themselves. And
right.
And all that stuff. And they weren't paying attention. So it sounds to me like they maybe even, which is even dumber, had headphones on listening to whatever.
Yeah. That's what they're saying.
Or whatever they were listening to. Like, and that's just.
Barry Manilow in concert, holding hands.
Yeah.
All right. Listen, JR, so glad you called. We appreciate your perspective. Thanks a lot, all right?
We're going to take other calls. 1-800-520-1067 is the number. Is it possible that they did anything but fall asleep? I don't buy it.
Or were they watching porn?
Or were they watching porn and holding hands?
Ralph has the showbiz beat coming up, and a very beautiful and fine actress, Katie Cassidy, from Melrose Place. In about 20 minutes here on the Kevin Abbott Show. We're talking about the Northwest pilots who now claim, we weren't sleeping. We were on our laptops. Yeah, that's it. Here's Kevin Abbott listener Brenda, who says, come on, guys, they were doing it, either with flight attendants or each other. That's the only story I believe. On their laptops, my ass. They were getting into the Mile High Club. So we're trying to figure out if it's feasible that they just shut out the conversation from the ground, the FAA trying to get a hold of them for over an hour.
Both of them, pilot and co-pilots. It's not just like one of them had to do it. Doze off.
That is so disturbing.
There's no way.
Yeah.
So let's find out what Eddie has to say. He has been a co-pilot on 747, so he is flying the exact kind of plane that we need to know about. Eddie, thanks so much for holding on. How are you, dude?
Gentlemen, good morning. Lisa May, good morning.
Good morning.
So laptops in the cockpit, what do you think?
I have my laptop in my cockpit.
You do?
When I go on my break, I bring it back to the crew rest area, and generally I'll throw on a video or do some work or something like that.
Have you ever fired it up while you were in the air?
I have not fired it up sitting in the right seat.
Do you buy that both of these pilots were on their laptops and didn't hear and didn't respond to the FAA for an hour?
No.
You think they were likely sleeping and they just don't want to admit it?
I am under the impression that these gentlemen were asleep, yes.
Wow.
Simply because the route that I fly, for example, I start work at 8 o'clock at night.
Right.
And I'm in the dark, literally, for 16 hours.
Wow.
How hard is it to...
Until I arrive on the other side of the Pacific, and it's becoming light in Australia or coming back this way, landing at LAX.
Have you dozed off before?
No, I have not. But it is quite common, and we do get up. I mean, when we're flying, and it's like, hey, guys, I need to take a break. I need to get up. I just can't sit here anymore.
Right, I understand.
75 seconds into flight, the autopilot is on.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's the thing that kind of got us started on this whole conversation is we used to think in the old days that pilots were very busy in the air. When you're flying a big flight like the 747s that you're behind the wheel of, you don't have that much to do except take off and landing, except for stay in touch with the ground. That's your number one job in the air, right?
Correct.
Okay, so what kind of warnings do they give you beyond the little radio that comes on and says, hey, flight 188, can you hear me? Are there lights? Are there buzzers? Is there some other way for them to get in touch with you if you're not paying attention to the radio or you have it on the wrong frequency?
Absolutely nothing, other than maybe your company trying to contact you through an internal radio system. There is no other way.
Red light that comes on when the FAA is talking or anything?
There's no bat phone that starts flashing at you.
Seems like a bad plan.
Kevin, I mean, Lister Oster emails in. You're on the phone with us. He wants to know why.
We do not have cameras in our cockpits on these specific flights. I know that some airlines have talked about it, but I do not think that they've installed them whatsoever in anywhere.
Okay. All right. So you're with Kevin. You think the guys are just trying to cover their asses. They were likely asleep. You don't buy the story that they had headphones on and were using their laptops, and that's why they were
correct.
Out of touch.
They were out.
Or they were making a stewardess airtight. One or the other.
Oh! Right? Yeah. All right. Eddie, thanks for calling,
gentlemen.
Man. Bye-bye. Fly safely. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
I frankly am surprised that Ralph Garman decided to come into this room to do the showbiz beat when I saw what was in the other room.
Yeah, the lovely and talented Katie Cassidy is already here in the building.
Yeah.
And I'm having a hard time focusing.
Woo!
You've got your back to her. That's a start.
That is a start.
Yeah. I asked Ralph how she was, and he said she's just a little slice of heaven.
That's all she is.
Katie Cassidy from Melrose Place coming up in about 15 minutes or so here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Right now, Ralph has the showbiz beat.
I love Katie so much, and I love Melrose Place so much. This is like a double whammy for me.
And by the way, isn't she the one whose dad is your personal Lord and Savior, David Cassidy, who you also are obsessed with?
Another reason to love the Cassidy family is David, her dad, who was, of course, with the legendary Partridge family and had a big solo career. So
you need to marry into this family. That's all there is to it, Ralph.
Remember when we went to Vegas and we saw him?
I do.
In concert?
I certainly do. It was awesome.
I don't remember
so
that.
So much fun.
As much.
I think you were drunk, passed out on a baccarat table or something.
We couldn't get Kevin to come to the show with us. Remember, Ralph? We're like, come on, we're here. That's why we're here. Come on. He's like, no, I'm going
to
pass.
I have not enough to drink.
We were in Las Vegas. There's a lot of options.
And one of them is to go see David Cassidy.
Right. Exactly. And then there are a lot of other options.
Good time.
Well, I know you love the Melrose Place, so I'm looking forward to meeting Katie. Coming up next here on the Kevin and Bean Show.
All right, let's talk about Hollywood, shall we? Golden Globes, well done. They have announced today that Ricky Gervais is going to be the host of the Golden Globe Awards this coming January 17th.
He is funny.
He is very funny, and he's irreverent, and he will put all these celebrities right there in their place. And the best thing about this show is, too, is that it's one of the award shows where they serve alcohol at the tables.
Ah, excellent.
So it almost always ends up being... progressively more fun as the evening goes on and people get a little more lubricated before they do their acceptance speeches. So
I'll never forget that when I got into that award show and without tickets, and then I went up to Jack Nicholson. I was like, I was going to say hi to him, and he goes, I don't do the voice, Ralph, but he asked me for a drink. He thought it was a waiter. So I was like, yeah, I'll go get it.
Yeah, I'd really appreciate a vodka rocks if you don't mind.
Yeah, I was like, all right.
Did you go get him a drink?
I did. Yeah,
good man. Salma Hayek says in an interview this week that even the sexiest women in Hollywood suffer from self-esteem issues when it comes to their physical appearance.
Why does that make you happy?
Mike loves it when a woman has self-esteem issues because then he thinks he might have a chance.
Yep.
She recently won the Best Body Award from Fitness Magazine. Salma said she was too embarrassed to accept the honor. She didn't show up to accept the award.
Really?
She thinks that although her curves are legendary, it's really not about her body so much. But knowing how to dress, she says, makes all the difference for how a woman looks.
Nice melons.
If that's the case, then everyone should buy the clothing that Salma Hayek buys. Because it makes her look pretty spectacular.
It might have
something. I feel those boobs.
It might have something to do with both.
Britney Spears is on another vacation. According to Star Magazine, her dad told her to relax and get rid of some stress. So she jetted off to Mexico with her sons and her agent-slash-boyfriend Jason Trawick.
Okay.
By all accounts, this is a very hot and heavy relationship.
Is that right? Serious. Is that a serious thing?
Serious thing with the agent-slash-boyfriend. Here's the thing. I'm currently looking for a new agent. Mm-hmm. I've been meeting with agents. Mm-hmm. They are they're a slimy bunch.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, this guy who says he loves her and he's the boyfriend, he's the agent. How could she trust anything he says about her in their relationship?
Yeah.
If she wasn't Britney Spears, if her career starts to tank, where's agent-slash-boyfriend Jason Trawick going to be? That's what I want to know.
I don't know him, but...
Oh, leave Britney alone!
I don't know him, but that does sound shaky.
Can't trust him.
Yeah.
Sounds like a conflict of interest.
Yeah.
And maybe you need to start putting that and get yourself an agent.
Maybe I should. Maybe that's my problem. I need an agent-slash-boyyfriend.
Right. Make that happen.
Oh, man. I love the ones who say, oh, listen every morning, love you, love the show. Yeah, we have no room for you in the stable. Like, why am I here then? Couldn't you have told me that over the phone? These are people who don't know who I am and reject me. They're rejecting me honestly. You're being nice to me and they're rejecting me. I got no life.
Good times.
Fall Out Boy in the news.
Oh!
Pete Wentz and Fall Out Boy have announced a greatest hits CD will be released next month. The CD will have two songs on it. Band's official website says the disc will have 18 tracks, actually. It is called Believers Never Die.
Hey, bud. I just got the new Fall Out Boy song on my B-Cast phone. It gets me pumped.
You can get the deluxe set, which comes with a DVD featuring 14 Fall Out Boy videos.
Okay. I don't have to, though, right?
And then the super deluxe set only comes with about 10 Fall Out Boy videos. It's more expensive, but it's actually better.
What?
I'm just kidding, because you get less.
Fewer, yeah. Give it up!
CD will include a cover of Michael Jackson's Beat It, by the way. They're going to be covering Beat It.
They already did. Yeah, that was a kind of a hit. Was it a big hit, Bean? You know the hits. I don't know.
I don't remember hearing
it. I think it got some airplay, yeah.
Did we play it?
Oh, God, no.
All right, then. No. then I didn't hear it. I don't actively seek out Fall Out Boy music.
Badness.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Kelly Osbourne is 25 years old today.
You might want to turn that down just a notch.
Is that the end of the period?
Just one notch down.
Are we going into the locker room?
Let's take that from 12 to 11 if we can.
Somebody excited about Kelly Osbourne. I don't know what to tell you.
Scott Weiland from Stone Temple Pilots and Velvet Revolver is 42 years old today.
Too low. Not loud enough that time.
Simon Le Bon.
Yeah.
Simon Le Bon of Tran Tran is 41 years old today. Excuse me, he's 51 years old today.
Oh.
What are you so excited
about? How is that?
What does that do to qualify an O? Roberto Benigni, Life is Beautiful. Actor and director. He
What's
is
he
57.
Now?
What's he doing now? I think he's still making movies in Italy.
Yeah. I think so, yeah.
Judas Priest guitarist K.K. Downing he's 58 years old today.
It's
very different. Wow. He looks rough if he's 28. And John Cleese, one of my personal heroes from Monty Python's Flying Circus. He is 70 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and it is 9 minutes after 8 o'clock.
Tell him about the thing, Kevin. Tell him about the thing.
What? What's he supposed to do?
I don't know why we bother having the pre-show meetings. I don't even understand.
You do it. If you
All right,
so
never
much.
Mind. It's too late. We're out of time now. All right. It's the Kevin and Bean Show. Very excited to welcome our next guest. She, of course, is one of the stars of the very popular Melrose Place, Tuesday nights at 9. Hey, that's tonight with a new episode on the CW. Ladies and gentlemen, the future Mrs. Ralph Garman, Katie Cassidy.
Yeah.
Enjoy
that.
Hi, Katie. How are you?
Great, apparently.
I'm a little less in love now that I know she drinks this swill.
Kombucha. It's amazing.
What have we been arguing over for the last 45 seconds? What is it?
Kombucha.
Kombucha. It's fermented tea. It's a live. Yeah.
That's a kind of monkey, really, isn't it? What are we talking about?
No, that's cappuccino.
What's this tea?
It's good for you.
Yeah, it's really good for you. It's a live culture. I don't know. I like it. Mike likes it.
Like something's gone bad in your fridge, and they're forcing you to drink it, and it's got floaters in it.
Does according to Ralph.
Does it have floaters or not?
It,
yes,
does.
Or no?
It does.
There are floaters, but if you can get past the floaters, it's really good for you.
But there are two types of people when it comes to kombucha. Water. It's either you're like
back
Katie
up,
and I,
yes,
and you love it, you drink four a day, or it is the most repulsive thing to you in the world. It can be. It's a very acquired taste.
Someone told me it's great for you. You have to drink the stuff. So I went to
did you smell it first?
Erewhon, this health food place over in Beverly, right here in L.A., and I picked up a couple of them, and I started, and I was like, I can't get this down. It smells like something's gone horribly wrong.
You can't smell it. That's the thing.
It's like
you
vinegar.
It's just okay. Bad.
Yeah, it's very similar. Wow.
But isn't there a little problem with that? If you smell it, you can't drink it.
No, I'm just saying you might be a little turned off of the kombucha if you smell it first.
It does smell
just,
rough.
Just take a sip.
But obviously it works. Look how good she looks.
Yeah. Yeah.
Doing
something.
Thank
you.
Doing something.
But
that
doesn't mean it tastes good. It just means she drinks.
Let's talk about Melrose Place, one of my favorite television shows on television.
Oh, thank you.
I love Melrose Place so much, and here's why. And I think this is largely is a compliment to you. I like the original very much as well. And I think that this is one of the most fun, sort of out there, campy nighttime soap operas on television. And I think it's harder to be an actor in a show like that than it is to be in sort of a super serious drama, late night drama. I think it's harder to be...
It's a fine line to walk?
Yeah, right, it is. Yeah. It's harder to be entertaining in sort of a campy, fun, out there show that has a little bit of a heightened reality. It's harder to do that well, which I think you and the rest of the cast do very well,
it
is to be on like, you know, CSI or one of those kind of shows.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Well, I think it's definitely a fine line. But you just sort of have to accept that... this is the type of show you're on, and just go for it, and
right.
not fight the fact that, you know, it's campy, it's soapy, it's drama, it's,
Ralph,
you know.
You were telling us that you're never going to watch the show again because someone got fired. What was that
about? No. I was saying how excited I was.
Oh, right.
About,
that's
I think the show's a little stronger now that certain people are leaving the show. Can we talk about the news that broke this week? Are you comfortable talking about that?
Yeah, we can talk about it.
Ashley Simpson-Wentz is no longer going to be with the cast.
She's no longer with us, but... You know, Ashley is a really sweet girl. I became really good friends with her. From my knowledge, from the beginning, it's been planned that once the murder mystery was over, they didn't know how long that was going to go on.
Mm-hmm.
She was somehow involved in that, and that was in her contract. She wasn't going to be around.
Right.
She's a really sweet girl. She's, I think, going on to do a play in New York, and she's... You know, she kind of
in her apartment, though, right?
What? Say it. It's like Buffalo, New York, though, right? It's not New York, New York.
No, she's so sweet. She's
she
really
may be
girl.
Sweet. She may be sweet, and I appreciate your loyalty to your castmate. But she was not the strongest actor on the show. I think it's safe to say. Maybe it's safe for me to say,
side.
But not for you. Yeah. If there
were
some good people
good
on the show, she would be standing on the other side of the room where the less good actors would be. That's what I think. She could not walk convincingly for me on that show when I would watch
her.
Well, she played a crazy person.
Yeah,
I mean,
know.
But wait a minute. What do you mean she couldn't walk
my
right?
My wife and I watched the show, and she has to walk through a Cole, the cool restaurant where she works. She was
right.
a hostess, then became a bartender. She just had to walk from the front door to the bar. I was like, I don't buy it. I don't buy it if she's walking across the floor.
You're
right
not
now.
Being a little harsh on that?
I'm just saying it looked like she said, okay, walking now. Now I'm walking. Where do my hands go? Where do my feet go? That's what it looked like.
Let me ask you this, though, Katie. When you guys all start a show like this together, there has to be very much a team mentality, like we're all kind of in this together. And I'm sure there's a lot of bonding that goes on in the sets, although I prefer to think there's some girl fights going on, too. But is it disruptive? Is it tough for you when you lose somebody, a core person who's kind of been there from the beginning?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely, you know, it's sad because we have been here, you know, since the beginning. It is a team. It's a tight bond. And we all just want the best for the show. So it's sort of like if our show is going to do better without this character because she brought a dark element to the show along with Colin. Their characters were very dark, and they want our show to be a little bit more snappy, light, funny, you know, have more of those comedic moments. And overall, it's going to do best for our show. I think it's like take one for the team, and you kind of got to go. But and we're all sad about it. Nobody wants them to leave.
Ralph did,
but
yeah.
I said
I'm not sad.
I don't know about you guys.
We're not
as far as being
the family,
a cast member.
More are they going to time for Ella? That's all that matters.
Yeah, there you go.
Ella Simmons.
Right.
Plot
are they going to kill her off? Have they already planned how she's going to leave the show?
Oh, can I do it?
yeah, they've had a few ideas bouncing around. I don't really want to give anything away.
Ralph Dewey is not one of them?
You're going to have to. Yeah. If you want to come on our show.
I'd love to.
That would be awesome.
I could play the crazy
I'll
pool
pitch
guy.
That. Pitch
that'd be the new murder mystery, right?
That's right. Drowned her in the pool. She killed Sydney. Or we don't know, but I'm guessing that's what happened. Laura Layton, by the way, Sydney, of course, from the original.
Right.
Came back to this version, and Ashley is supposed to be her daughter, supposedly.
Okay.
That's where we are so far in the story.
Gotcha. All right, here's a dumb freshman question, Katie, because I don't know the answer to this. Is there a real Melrose Place apartment complex that you guys have shot some of the exteriors on, or is the whole thing made up on a soundstage? Is there a place that people could drive by in Southern California and go, yep, that's the Melrose Place?
As in the building? No.
As in the building. No.
There is a tiny little Melrose Place, like, side street.
Yeah. Right.
But our actual building, it's a soundstage.
It's all fake. Yeah. So you're living a lie, basically.
Pretty much. Yeah.
There is no Melrose Place.
Our courtyard is built inside, so the pool is inside. So when it looks like it's sunny in daytime out, it's usually,
that's
like,
light.
2 in the morning.
Wow.
That's all
We're
right.
shooting away.
All right. How about that? Was it Harper's Island that brought you to the CW? That's what kind of got you on their radar, and from there you got cast in Melrose Place?
I was originally on Supernatural before I did Harper's Island, so I think that's how the CW was aware of me. And then I went to CBS and did Harper's Island, and then CW and then CBS were doing Melrose Place, so it sort of worked out.
All right, we need to take a break.
No!
We need to take
a break. I have lots of questions.
I know. Katie Cassidy is here. Melrose Place is on Tuesdays at 9 on the CW, and we'll take a break and come right back. Melrose Place airs Tuesday nights at 9 on the CW. The beautiful, talented Katie Cassidy is in studio right now, who, just like you, Ralph, used to model for Abercrombie & Fitch.
Yes.
I think you guys have that in common as well.
Oh, I knew you from somewhere.
I still stop by the Grove once in a while and just strip down and just pose in the doorway. I just visit the kids and just hang out, show them how it's done.
Do they have you arrested?
Yes, usually they do. Can we talk about Ella Sims from Melrose Place?
Of course we can.
The character that Katie plays?
Yes.
I've got some questions for you.
Okay.
I'm an ardent fan of your television program. Early on in the series, especially the pilot episode, there was a very strong bisexual/lesbian vibe that we got from Ella.
Yes, there was.
That has been downplayed in most recent episodes.
Yes.
That is unacceptable to me.
that doesn't sound like a question.
I need to know, is that still going to be an aspect of your character that we're going to have access to in the future?
Yes.
Good answer.
All right.
There is more of that.
All right, I'm good. I'm done.
That's it? That's all you have?
You may go, Ms. Hasbro. Thank you very much. Now, in the first episode, it was very sort of surprising and flagrant. Where she's on the beach with Jonah, the up-and-coming filmmaker, and she's like, oh, give me some of that. I was like, all right, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. And she talked Riley into taking her top off during the photo shoot for the jeans.
Yes, that was good. Very persuasive.
Which was very strong.
I like that.
That must be a great role to play, because she's sort of... she is sort of not the bitch, but she is the manipulator, I guess, of the cast.
Yeah,
you get the most to do with interacting with other people and sort of pulling people's puppet strings.
Yeah, no, she's. I have so much fun playing her, and it's really nice because she's like the comic relief, I think, of the show, and it's fun to get to play comedy on the type of show that I'm on. It's all, you know, and I don't know. They write really well for me, and it sort of just all meshes together.
You're also sort of the straw that stirs the drink, though. You're the one causing trouble between people. You're hitting on Jonah. He's engaged. You've got David, who's your buddy, who may or may not be a murderer, and you're making up alibis for him. I mean, you seem to be in the center of all the trouble.
Stirring the pot, yes. Yeah. You know, I think a lot of it she does for attention. She doesn't, not that she doesn't get enough, but she sort of likes to just... be the center of attention at all times.
And definitely is bisexual, right? That's what you're telling me. She is bisexual.
She's trisexual.
She's trisexual.
She will try anything.
Ah, right.
That's the best kind.
That shut Ralph right up.
Yeah. I'm going to have to get some of that kombucha.
Hey, Katie, what was it like? Of course, you walk into a name franchise. Everybody knows Melrose Place. What was it like stepping into the firestorm of that with all the expectations of that name being attached to a new show?
There was definitely a little bit of pressure, obviously, built, you know, put on everyone, all of our shoulders, just the build up to it. But we really, it's a new show. It's a fresh, you know, new cast. Yeah, some of the people from the original are coming back, but... You know, I look at it as a new show. So it's the same building, but, you know, there's different storylines, different things happening. It's the same, you know, obviously a lot of craziness happening and drama. But we are, you know, we're our own show.
You stand on your own.
Yeah.
Has it been fun to have the old cast members stopping back? Because we've seen Daphne Zuniga was on last week, I guess. And, of course, Sydney Izzard, Laura Layton was on. And Heather Locklear is coming back, too. Right?
Heather is coming back.
That's pretty exciting.
Yeah, it's really fun. Heather's so sweet. She's like my girlfriend. We were sitting there, like, she was, like, talking to me about boys the other day. Wow, this is fun. I didn't expect that.
When you say girlfriend, let's go back to Ralph's question. Is that what you were talking about or no?
No.
Oh.
Girlfriend in the sense like we'll be sitting in the trailer and I
right
feel
now.
Like
Heather Locklear needs to be a lesbian cougar on the show. That's yeah. what she needs to do.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be fantastic.
I think Daphne Zuniga's already got that role filled by the next week's episode. Just look a little rough.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. She's not Spaceballs anymore. You know what I'm saying? No one listens to me.
I know what you're saying.
All
it's
right,
just
then.
A little uncomfortable because, you know. Katie's here.
I know. Katie's so nice. She defends everyone. And I mean to everyone. That's why we're the perfect
needs
couple.
To stay here, by the way, and start doing traffic. I've just decided.
Wow.
That's what needs to happen.
Perfect.
It's she's, only a matter of time.
Sign me up.
Got bigger fish to fry than us, gentlemen.
Yeah.
What happens tonight for folks who are thinking about checking out the new Melrose Place episode at 9? What are we looking for tonight?
Tonight, actually, is a rerun.
Okay, what? Good. Excellent.
Well, that's good. Then they can catch
that's
up
what I,
a little.
That's what I was hoping for.
All right.
Good.
It's a rerun of episode 2, which is actually one of my favorite episodes. There's a lot happening in episode 2. I mean, also going back, I will say that I have a fantastic dress that I wear.
Okay.
In episode 2.
Okay.
What's episode 2? I'm trying to think.
Remember that white dress?
Oh, yes.
And the boots?
Yes. How could I forget?
Wait a minute.
So if you're going to start to tune in.
She can identify one of the episodes by the dress she wore, and Ralph
and
is
Ralph
like,
knows.
Yeah.
Thumbs
yeah,
up.
It's a pretty eye-catching dress.
It's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
You know, and David's stealing Lauren's. Being a prostitute.
Whoring around. Oh, that's the best part. You guys don't know. There's a girl in there, a very young, a very attractive young Asian American doctor.
Hey!
Who is,
I heard about this.
She's struggling to pay her bills for her med school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so she's got to start hooking in order to pay for her med school bills.
That could happen.
That's awesome, isn't it?
That could happen.
That was the episode that you came in afterwards and said, Melrose Place is my new favorite show.
Remember?
That was the one.
That was
the
young
that's the one that
med
sealed the fate for
Ralph.
I'm watching. I'm in. You got me. I'm in.
Television.
You guys haven't watched it?
No.
Well,
no, Katie. They're not
we're
big
a little
fans
behind.
Of your show. Like me. I'm a
really, I knew I liked you, Ralph.
Oh, thank you. We'll have to go share a kombucha later.
Which you hate.
I learned to love it.
He will learn
all right.
to love it.
We are out of time. There's a new episode of Melrose Place tonight at 9.
No, it's a rerun.
Or it's a
well,
rerun.
It's new to those of us who haven't seen it yet, though.
Right. You can get on board
tonight's
now.
That's a good night, yeah. To
and you can
watching.
Check it out on Tuesdays. Katie, awesome to meet you. Thank you so much for coming in. I hope you'll come back and see us again.
Definitely. Thank you so much for having me. You guys are great.
Hey! 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and it is 20 minutes till 9 o'clock.
Why is Ralph taking Katie Cassidy's chair out to his car? What's he planning on doing with that? That concerns me a little bit. All right. Here's the deal, folks. Very special opportunity to see Foo Fighters up close and in person. They're doing a VH1 Storytellers, which is an awesome show where they tell, the stories behind how the songs were written and recorded, and then they play them for you. You can't buy tickets to this thing, but you can win them right now. If you're a Foo Fighters fan, give us a call, 1-800-520-1067. It's time to play I Pity the Foo.
10 minutes ago, a crack radio morning show decided to play a game they could not pull off. And so, if you have a phone, if no one else can help, and if you can answer the questions, maybe you can win tickets to Storytellers with Foo Fighters.
I pity the fool.
That's right. That's right. I pity the fool.
Mr. T?
Yeah.
Mr. T is joining
me.
Us?
Me, T, foo.
Hi, T. How are you?
We don't have tea on enough for my liking.
We don't have tea on enough. Why don't you guys have me on more? Bring some Snickers. Everybody be happy.
We're going to pity the foo, and what that means is you're going to be asking our callers questions. All of the answers have the sound foo in them. Is
that's
that correct?
Right. Foo. That's
okay.
Right.
Okay.
It's in every answer. Foo. It's right there in the answer. Foo.
Okay, foo. So if you're right, you go into the drawing, and if you win, of course, you get to go see VH1 Storytellers. Let's just take them in order, and we'll start with Ryan. He's on line 2, calling the Kevin and Bean Show to be our first contestant for I Pity the Foo. Hi, Ryan.
Hey, guys.
Right, listen up. This acronym was originally used in the military to describe a situation so effed up, it was beyond all recognition.
FUBAR.
FUBAR is correct.
That's right, FU.
Nicely done.
My prediction, pain.
Mr. T, Ted is on the next line. He is your next contestant for IPD the FU.
Good morning.
This fictional Chinese character has been featured extensively in books, movies, television, radio, comic books for over 90 years, but most famously inspired a really cool long mustache.
Fu Manchu.
Nicely done.
Wow,
nice got some
job.
Sharp contestants.
Nice job, Ted.
Mr. T, does this hurt your voice to do?
Yes, Fu. Glad we're doing a late show.
Mr. T, how do you feel about Quentin Rampage playing you in the new film that's coming out next year?
I think he's a foo.
He's a foo. Okay. I'll
take him on.
Let's see
my
what Alex.
Pain,
right. Let's see what Alex has to say. He's the next contestant trying to win Foo Fighters tickets. Hi, Alex. You're on with the great Mr. T.
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey, Lisa May.
Hello.
This African American clothing company was founded in 1992 by Damon John with a line of hats made in his house in Hollis, Queens, New York.
Damon Stump.
Wow, it's kind of a...
black clothing line with foo in it.
Yeah. Foo, yeah.
Need to find a second syllable, that's all.
That does narrow it down.
It's come on.
I know it.
Wow, you're bad.
It's not Foodidas.
it's FUBU.
FUBU.
Come on, man.
FUBU.
I thought it was FUBU.
You're FU.
Right, you're
my prediction? Pain.
Pain right there.
So do you pity that FU or what?
FU.
I thought
doesn't
you.
Doesn't know FUBU.
Okay. Let's try Gabby, line 5. Hi, Gabby. Gabby. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. You're on with Mr. T.
Hi, Kevin and Bean. Hi, Lisa May.
Hi, Gabby.
Hi, Gabby.
Are you an old cowboy? All right, here's the question. This game is also known as table football, footsie, bar football, and table soccer, but it's probably best known as this.
Foosball?
That's correct.
Yeah. That's right.
Well
foosball.
Done. Nicely done.
Well, foosball.
All right.
That sounds like it would really hurt. I mean, at this point, your voice just has to be killing you, right?
Does,
I mean, your throat is just
boom.
Dying.
Got
here.
A lot of contestants
my
online.
Prediction. Pain.
Let's go to Jose. Hi, Jose.
Hello.
Years before he hung himself while spanking it, David Carradine starred in a popular TV series named after this Chinese martial art.
Oh, jeez.
Come on, dude.
Come on.
Yes. That's right,
wow.
Fu. Kung Fu.
Wow. Right. He was faking it as if it was going to be tough, but he had the answer, it sounds like. All right, let's try Mario, line 7. Mario, you're the next contestant trying to win Foo Fighters tickets with the great Mr. T. You're on the air.
Hey, Kevin and Bean. Hi, Lisa May.
Hello.
How about hi, Mr. T?
Hey, Mr. T.
Hey, Fu.
What up,
the late Patrick Swayze co-starred with Wesley Snipes and John Leguizamo in this 1995 movie about three drag queens traveling cross-country.
Two Wong Fu.
Nicely done.
Close enough.
That's, well done, Fu.
Part wow. of it, yeah. Well done.
You must be gay.
All right. One more into the drawing for storytellers tickets.
Come on, let's be done.
It's gonna be Renee. We may just want to chat with you a while before we do the drawing.
Damn,
here,
it hurts.
Hi, Renee.
Hello. What up, Fu?
I'm sorry.
What up, Fu?
Only one person has not gotten it right so far, by the way. So
he's a fool.
Pressure's on you.
Okay.
Here we go.
Okay, let's go.
Let's go. Come on, Mr. T, let's go.
Do it.
This popular Chinese-American dish.
Wait, start again. I'm sorry. I wasn't paying attention.
This is the longest one in the list, by the way.
I'm sorry, start
It's a long damn question.
Right, all right, start again.
My prediction? Pain.
Pain, right.
This popular Chinese-American dish translates as lotus flower, and the original dish generally combined egg whites only.
My God.
With minced ham or chicken, and was either pan or deep fried.
Oh, wow.
Wait, that was a really long question.
Yeah, it was.
Yes. Do you want him to
Don't
start
ask
over?
Don't me to repeat it.
Have him to start
the,
over.
The important thing is it's a Chinese-American dish. That's all you should need
From
to know.
Chinese
if you're already,
food made
if,
with eggs.
It's, we're already giving you foo, so what do you think it is?
Those noodles.
I will kill you.
So we've given you egg, and we've given you foo, and you still can't come up with it.
She came up with
you old?
Tofu.
Well, no. Nice try, though. But Egg Foo Young is what we're looking for. Egg Foo Young was the answer.
But tofu at least involved foo.
It does. It does have foo in it.
All right.
And food.
We could have thought of that as a question. Should have wrote that one down.
Thank you for the call, Renee. Hey, listen.
My prediction,
pain.
Lisa's going to do the drawing to find out the winner, but what else is going on with you, Mr. D?
How you been? What's your career up to?
It's new foo. F-U, foo. Foo.
All right, Lisa, who's going to see VH1 Storytellers with special guest Foo Fighters?
Jose is the winner.
Oh. All right.
Yay!
Jose, congratulations.
I've been trying to win them all week.
Oh, well, great.
Well, now you got them. And you got no job, so you got plenty of time to go.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Fool.
All right, thank you.
I pity the fool.
One hundred 6.7 K Rock is KROQ, and it's 8:57.
Hey, you know what I have?
What?
Supposed to have 30 seconds before you gave the time away to give something away here. Let's see if it still works out because I think this is the last chance I have to do it.
All right.
Or do I have another chance later?
Go ahead. Go ahead and give them away.
Okay,
I've but
got
fast
tickets to give away to the world premiere of 2012, starring John Cusack, Amanda Peet, and Woody Harrelson in theaters November the 13th, but you get to see it November the 3rd at the Red Carpet World Premiere. First five callers, 1-800-520-1067 is the number. Do it now, people!
All right, it's the Kevin and Bean Show for a Tuesday, a well-oiled machine as always. By the way, Robert emails in. He wants to know if, since Mr. T is there, can he please do the showbiz beat?
Great.
Mr. T might be still hanging around.
Sadly, he just left. His limo
pulled he's gone?
Oh, yeah, they had too bad. They had an AT, what do they call those?
ATM?
Yeah, big cash machine pulled up. No. ATV.
ATV?
ATV showed up and just took Mr. T away.
That's too bad. We would have enjoyed him. What do you got then, Ralph?
I have showbiz news.
All right.
Here's a great story. You know Texas Chainsaw Massacre? Have you ever seen that film?
Yeah.
Classic horror movie around Halloween. You'll often see some dude dressed up as Leatherface, who was the guy who
Madonna.
That's right. Recently she was seen dressed up as Leatherface. It's the dude who's got the mask, and he's got the chainsaw, and he's cutting people up. Well, Baltimore Police Sergeant Eric Janik went into the House of Screams exhibit in Baltimore recently, when out popped Leatherface in his getup, including his chainsaw, and jumped up towards the cop and chased him from the haunted house. That's when the sergeant pulled his handgun.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
And shoved it into Leatherface's face.
Bum, bum, bum.
Leatherface threw his hands in the air, dropped his chainsaw, and ran away.
Screamed like a little girl. That's awesome.
Which was good for Eric. But not good for his career. Apparently word got back to his superiors, and yesterday morning, Sergeant Eric was suspended and charged with first-degree assault.
Oh, my God.
So it didn't have a happy ending. But
could he not have anticipated maybe some sort of horror in the House of Horrors exhibit or whatever
it was? The House of Screams. Can't you safely assume some dude's going to jump out at you at some point?
Pretty much. That's all that's going
to
happen.
You don't need to pull a gun on the guy.
Yeah, maybe don't take your gun into the Halloween maze.
You
maybe that's
Leatherface is making like $4.80 an hour. And
that.
It's sweaty. He's got that mask on. He's tired.
He's peed himself.
Some guy puts a gun in his face. That's not good for
you're so gay.
Lindsay Lohan having a rough time of it these days, and she just got another kick while she was down. She has lost her record deal.
She had a record deal?
Apparently she had one with Casablanca Records. I didn't even know there still was a Casablanca Records. They used to make like all the 70s disco songs. Donna Summer, I think, used to be on Casablanca Records back in the
That's
day.
That's right, Dan. And Kiss, famously, too.
Yeah. She spent over a year, apparently, recording a new album. The heads of Casablanca Records are not impressed, and they have suspended all of her further studio sessions and are putting the putting the tapes on a shelf.
You don't hear that very often.
And they have canceled her deal as well, so no upcoming music from Ms. Lohan, at least not via
She
Casablanca.
Seems to be... I mean, she was someone who was active in a lot of different areas of showbiz. She seems one by one to be burning every single bridge. No more music, hard to get acting, not getting exactly commercials for endorsement. She's kind of bombing out in the fashion world. I mean, everything she does now fails.
Traffic. So next up for us, we're going to do traffic here on our show. That's what we seem to offer everyone who comes by. And Eva Longoria has made quite a discovery, she said, 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
She discovered a little machine Lisa's very familiar with called the personal massager.
Sure.
Yeah.
Otherwise known in some trade circles as a vibrator.
Mm. Right.
She said she's in love with her personal massager. And she says she gives them to all her girlfriends as gifts all the time. and it's a shame that she didn't give them a try sooner, she said. I bet Tony Parker's glad to hear that.
Yeah, I was just thinking about her husband.
Was that just about the time she met Tony Parker?
Right about then, yeah.
Yeah, I go to play basketball. Leave her alone with her D batteries. So apparently Eva's got the solution to those long road trips that Tony must take. And she gives them out to her girlfriends. I like to be one of those parties where she starts handing out the door prizes.
That'd be pretty cool.
Today's celebrity birthdays. One of my heroes, John Cleese from Monty Python. He is 70 years old today. K.K. Downing.
Yeah.
Probably one of Mike's heroes. Guitarist for Judas Priest. He's 58. Roberto Benigni, who is the actor and director of Life is Beautiful, won an Oscar for that film.
He's the one who famously climbed over the chairs at the Academy Awards ceremony when he won, remember?
Stood up on the back of the chairs.
Yep.
He's 57. Simon LeBon of Duran Duran is 51. Scott Weiland celebrates his 42nd birthday today. And Kelly Osbourne is 25. Is she still on Dance with the Stars? She's still dancing?
I don't watch that show. I don't know.
I don't either.
I think she's been eliminated yet.
I think she's still dancing. Right. She's 25. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Look, I know the Kardashians would do anything for the TV show. I mean, let's face it. Khloe got married, for God's sakes, for the TV show, right?
That's true.
So I shouldn't be surprised that they're talking about doing celebrity boxing. But this is for reals. You can box several members of the Kardashian family. And they're raising money for their charity, which is called the Dream Foundation. Now, who seriously wants to get into a ring and hit Kim Kardashian's pretty face? How is that a win for anybody?
I'd like to get in the ring and hold on. Can you do – is that against the rules?
You say, can we do jujitsu? Is that an option? Because I'd do that in a second.
Well, it's a charity event that, of course, is going to be filmed for the TV show. But we thought, let's find out some more details from the inside because we have access to our friend Khloe Kardashian, who joins us now on the Kevin DeBean Show. Hi, Khloe.
Hello, Kevin DeBean. How are you?
Hi, we're looking for Khloe, please.
Yes, this is Khloe.
Oh, all right. Khloe, where are you right now? Sounds like a lot of noise behind you.
I'm in the gym. I'm in a boxing gym. I'm working at getting ready for my big fight.
Okay. What's the deal with this? Why are you doing this?
Because I wanted to raise money for some charity. Uh-huh. And I also wanted a great way to get fit and lose, 200-300 pounds. And I wanted to have the excitement of getting into the ring and fighting someone.
Now, I see that the person who wins has to go through a background check and then a pre-fight workout with a boxing trainer, and then they're gonna tape an actual fight with you. I guess it's gonna be on November 3rd, so next week early.
That's right, and I'm in the best shape of my life, and I'm looking forward to taking on whoever it is that has won the auction. Who's making the least amount of money for charity, by the way? Do you know who's making the least? Who's got the lowest bid?
Of the Kardashians?
Of all of us, yeah.
Let me see. It looks like Kim has more than you. Bruce Jenner has more than you. The boyfriend has... It looks like you are kind of bringing up the rear in the money-making department.
Cowards! I was talking to my mom, Chris, and I said, I bet no one's going to want to box me because they know that I'll knock them out. She said, you do that, honey. Mama said knock them out.
Oh, man.
I'll put that in the file.
Wow.
You put that in the file, I'll kick your ass.
Now, Khloe, I don't mean to be disrespectful, but I'm looking at the details about the fight, and it says here that you are 5'8 and 155 pounds. Is that maybe just a teensy-weensy bit untrue?
I'm actually... Wait, with 5'8", they said?
Right, 5'8", right.
Sure it's not 58?
5'8", right.
5'8" tall.
Yeah.
I think they had that backwards. Oh. I'm 8'5".
Oh, okay. 8'5".
That's a typo.
Wow.
And 551 pounds?
Yes, 551 pounds.
All right, so it's all back.
I've trimmed down.
Now, why boxing and why not go straight to the NFL?
Well, I'll get it.
You got a call there? Are we interrupting? Why is there a phone in the gym?
Okay.
What's happening?
Who's calling you there, Khloe?
I think it's Bruce.
Oh, your dad?
Yeah. Okay. I think Bruce Jenner was calling.
Yeah.
If we're going to use headgear or not. I'm not going to.
Right, but he is.
Really, what could they do? How much damage could be done?
Right.
But he is because he spent a lot on that work.
He's
got a lot invested in that woman face that he bought.
That's true. Isn't it interesting that you look like a man and he looks like a woman? That's kind of strange, isn't it?
Yes.
Now, what about, you're a newlywed, of course. What about your husband, Lamar Odom from the Lakers? What does he think about you going into the ring?
Yes, Lamar has been helping me train.
Is that right?
Yes. He brought over just a big, heavy bag full of cash for me to hit today.
Right.
And so But then I don't get to keep it. He takes it back.
Really?
Yes, but he brought some cash and he brought some candy.
Uh-huh. He likes candy.
Yeah, I fight really well when I'm hopped up on Kit Kats.
Well, I have never tuned into the Kardashian television show, but I'm going to be watching when you're boxing. I'm looking forward to this episode.
Yes, and I hope we can find someone heavy enough to battle with me, because I need someone in my weight group.
True. How close do they have to be to your weight?
Within 50 pounds.
Okay, all right.
So I think we're talking to William the Fridge Perry.
Okay. Because he's pretty fat and big. Right?
That's a nice fridge reference.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of someone fatter, but I just couldn't come up with it.
Maybe just Godzilla. That's the only other name that comes to mind for me.
Yes, an even older reference. Good one.
I miss Katie Cassidy, by the way.
Yeah.
I thought things were better when she was on the show. Remember last hour?
Charming, yes.
Katie Cassidy was here from Melrose Place.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was... She smelled so pretty.
Those were the good old times.
Yeah,
those were the good old days.
I liked her. Hey, we're calling an audible here. Pick up your telephone and give us a call right now if you're listening to the show. We need your help at something. 1-800-520-1067. From time to time we do this. We probably shouldn't. We probably shouldn't trust the people. But we do go to the audience sometimes to get a ruling on something. Because clearly, you know, the people are the ones we're doing the program for.
Right.
So we take five calls and we consider that a scientific survey. And whatever you guys say, you five who call, you're the one who gets to decide whatever the issue is that's being debated.
Now, what is the issue that's being debated?
Well, I feel like we should get our people on hold first before we say what it is, because I don't want to, you know, we don't want to throw it out there and then have people call who already have an opinion. We just want to get five random people. They're not calling because they've got a particular take on the issue that's being discussed.
Okay. All right.
We have had, and I think you'll back me up on this, Kevin, we have had a debate raging here on the Kevin Bean Show every October for as many years as I can remember about a certain facet of the Kevin and Bean Show.
Sure, yeah.
And it's at the point now where I think we officially have to open the phones in and go to them to see.
Hate it. You love it, love it, love it.
Yeah, I love it, love it.
I couldn't hate it more. You could love it more. So
all right,
that's the problem.
We've got five callers on the line right now at 1-800-520-1067. What's this feature called?
It's time for Kevin and Bean's Scientific Survey.
There you go.
All right. Kevin and Bean's Scientific Survey. We're going to go to you for your opinion in a moment. What we're talking about this time around is the continued existence of Halloween Spooks, the official Halloween theme song of the Kevin and Bean Show.
No. Halloween, Halloween, ooh, Halloween.
This is,
go sleeping, I'm going to have
this is awesome, is what you're going to say, right?
Nice.
It's amazing.
Ooh, ah,
I get the comedy. I mean,
right?
I understand the comedy because this is so bad. It's funny. I get that.
No, but it also says when you hear it, it says Halloween.
It just puts
you in that mood.
I need to punch someone in the face is what it says to me.
But honestly, it's like Don't Bogart at the end of Friday's
exactly.
show.
Okay.
That's when you know the weekend is
right.
here, and that's how I feel about Halloween Spooks.
Let me just butt in and say, please listen to this part.
Very spooky, very scary, very holiday-esque.
F that person.
Makes me want
right.
candy corn.
Nope. So 1-800-520-1067. First five callers, you decide, does Halloween Spooks exist on the program anymore after today?
But wait, before we turn over to the peeps now, so that means do I have to stop complaining about it if they vote yes? Or can I still complain?
Oh, I don't think we can keep you from complaining, but it means we don't have to listen.
I think you can complain, but I think you have to know, even as the words come out of your mouth, that you're wrong, that you've basically been overruled. All right, let's take line number one. Lisa, may you please keep track on how they vote. Again,
okay.
They called before they knew what we were talking about, so this is going to be random and scientific.
Come on,
Brian,
come on,
you
Brian.
Are the first caller. Halloween Spooks, love it or hate it?
Love it.
Love it.
Really?
Okay. All right. That
Excellent.
Is one to continue playing Halloween Spooks. Let's try caller number two. This is Candace, who gets 20% of the vote. Hi, Candace. You're on the air. What say you?
I love it.
What?
Love it.
That's
all right.
two.
Come
wow.
Are you? Are you do you have information?
Say.
Are they answering the phones and just going, sorry, if you hate it, we're not taking
no,
your
we
calls?
Didn't say before they call.
Doesn't mean Miss Cleo's not out there working Bean's magic.
All right, before we go to line three, let's get Miss Cleo in here and find out if this was a fair screening process, because I don't want there to be any taint on this. I don't want you to be able I don't want this to be one of those elections, though, where you could always say, oh, we got ripped off at the ballot box because it wasn't fair. Miss Cleo, how did you screen?
I screened completely fairly, and to be honest, I hate this song, so I would be on Kevin's side.
All right.
All right. So, so far we got two. That means if the next caller, if Belinda, if she says yes, then Kevin, you're just going to have to suck it because
apparently Halloween
Spooks is a winner.
Belinda.
I can't say I love it, but I'll say I want it to stay.
But wait. But that's a mealy mouth answer.
To the song, I thought this thing is so annoying.
Right.
It's annoying.
Okay. Then what? Why are you voting yes then?
I have to, and that's what I'm saying to myself. Why am I voting yes?
Okay.
I'm voting yes because it reminds me. Oh yeah. It's that time of year again.
And I don't want to listen to the show anymore.
So, in other words, you want us to keep playing it so that you can continue to tune out every time it comes on.
Hold on. I would like to suggest that this is a hostile witness, and I'd like to disregard her vote.
I would like to, too. I think we need to go
on. Yes!
Just because it reminds you of a season does not make it good. Every once in a while, I'll turn on the History Channel come September, and I'll see the Twin Towers falling to the ground. I'm like, oh, it's that time of year again. Doesn't mean it's a good thing.
Then she could have voted no, though, is what I'm saying.
It was half-hearted,
so let's continue.
So we're going to throw her out, and is it still 2-0?
Still 2-0, yes.
All right, so neither side gets a win on that. Let's try Dwayne on line 5. Hi, Dwayne. Thanks for holding on. What say you?
Love it. Gotta keep it.
Oh,
wow.
Man.
Another love it for Halloween Spooks.
Actually, four out of four.
Yeah.
Halloween.
It's going to be a big week, guys. This has been a Kevin and Bean Scientific Survey.
That was Kevin and Bean Scientific Survey.
A lot of people calling in with support for that Halloween Spook song, Ralph. I was waiting for you to call in. I thought maybe you might dial us up here.
Mm-hmm. Ralph, you're with me. That song blows, right?
I
hate it with all passion.
I have grown weary of it.
Yes.
But I don't hate it.
How do you not?
Because it's sort of a fun song. How many Halloween songs are there? I mean, it's not like another one that you can say, oh, yeah, that makes me think of Halloween. It's the only seasonal song I can think of for that, except for Monster Mash, right?
Which we don't play anymore either.
There's an AFI song called Halloween.
That's
a band we play.
Yeah.
I'm not familiar with their work. I'm down with that. Way better.
All right. Well, the people have spoken.
It doesn't bother me. A couple weeks.
A few more
years.
That's all it is. All right, time for a final look at the showbiz beat. Ralph Garman is here with the very latest from Hollywood. What's going on?
Would you rather hear Halloween Spooks or Fallout Boy?
Let me think.
See? Now it puts in perspective, doesn't it?
We work on that.
They've just announced they will release a Greatest Hits album next month. The band's official website says it's an 18-track disc named Believers Never Die. But boy, do we wish they would. No, they didn't add that. I did. They will include a cover of Michael Jackson's Beat It on there as well. So you can look forward to that if you're a fan.
Everyone is just who they are, and who they are is just stone cold gay.
Yep. Metallica is stepping up, getting involved in the search of a 20-year-old fan of theirs who has gone missing. Her name is Morgan Dana Harrington. She is 20 years old, a Virginia Tech student. She was last seen at the Metallica concert at the John Paul Jones Arena in Charlottesville, Virginia on Saturday night.
That's where she disappeared from.
Yeah.
Wow.
They saw her there, and then that's it. They never saw her again. Her family is offering a $100,000 reward for any information that leads to the safe return of their daughter.
Dude, $100,000?
Metallica has added an additional $50,000 on top of that.
Wow.
Asking their fans to step up and give the family any information if they indeed have it. Morgan is blonde with blue eyes, 5'6", 120 pounds, and was wearing a black Pantera t-shirt, black skirt, and black boots.
Yeah.
I would check the back of Mike's truck.
That's where
I would look first.
That's a good call.
Not to make light, but there's an information phone number here. If you have any information, I can't imagine you would because it happened in Virginia. I don't believe we're on there in Virginia.
I don't think
not
so
yet,
either.
But it's cool for Metallica to step up and get involved in this search for one of their fans. Very cool. Jeff Bridges and the Coen brothers. That's a good combination.
Sure.
Made a little film together you may remember called The Big Lebowski.
Which was great.
Which was awesome. They are teaming up yet again for a remake of a 1969 Western called True Grit, which originally starred John Wayne. He won an Oscar for his performance in that movie. Jeff Bridges is going to take over the role of Rooster Cogburn, the U.S. Marshal, in that film. What? Rooster Cogburn. That was his name.
Come on.
What? His name was Rooster Cogburn.
That's a gay name.
It's a great name.
Go ahead. Rooster Cogburn.
Rooster. How much more cool can you get than Rooster? You know another word for rooster is?
Yes, I do. Cog.
No.
Oh, okay.
Matt Damon and Josh Brolin apparently are going to join Jeff Bridges in this film. So we got it all. We got everything in this movie.
All right.
Very exciting casting news. More casting news. Scarlett Johansson is making her Broadway debut.
Yeah, I might not. I might miss that.
Wow. What? If Lisa May is passing on a play, you know there's questions.
Yep.
Hmm. Mike, where are you going? Do you have to catch the short bus?
He has his backpack on.
He's got his backpack on.
He has his backpack on. He's ready to go. He's got 1 foot out of the studio.
You got to put your helmet on, too, before you get in the backpack? You look like a kid that belongs on the short bus.
I forgot my backpack here a couple times in the last couple weeks,
So now you're wearing it now during the show?
Well, we're almost done. I wanted to make sure that I didn't forget.
You're going to jump out of a plane. Just put it someplace where you'll see it. When you leave, don't wear it.
It does give one the idea that one is bored with one's job.
Everything's going great. You sound awesome. All right. Keep up the good work.
Hey, Ralph, I don't know much about the difference between acting and movies and television and on stage, but something about Scarlett Johansson strikes me as an actress who maybe doesn't have the depth to be on stage on Broadway.
It is a unique skill set to be able to hold an audience in the palm of your hand for 2 hours doing a play versus looking good in close-ups in a movie where largely an editor can sort of assemble a performance out of the different takes that you've done over the course of a shoot of a film.
Boops.
And kind of put that together. You are really your own editor. You are responsible for your own performance as a stage actor. It is a different skill set that I'm not sure if she masters or not.
But what about
boobs?
She's got that.
Yes.
But see, in the movies, you get to see him close-up.
Yes.
You're in a theater that's it's a pretty long distance from her boobs.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point.
She also will be starring opposite Liev Schreiber, who is a consummate actor. Has done a lot of stage. So we'll see how it works. It's a play called A View from the Bridge, Arthur Miller drama from the 50s, apparently. They're reviving it, so we'll see.
I think you guys hit it right on the head earlier when you were saying it's a lot of stunt casting these days on Broadway because that's the only way to sell tickets.
Yeah. Liev Schreiber, though, has been on Broadway before. He did talk
he's
radio,
legit.
And he won a Tony, actually, in 2005.
She does good work.
Who does, Tony?
Liev or whoever.
Liev Schreiber. You know Liev Schreiber.
Yeah, of course.
What was he in? Tell me what was he in. He played Wolverine's brother in Wolverine, the most recent movie with Hugh Jackman, the Wolverine movie.
All right.
Did you see Defiance with Daniel Craig about the Jews in the forest?
I did see that.
Played Daniel Craig's brother in that
film.
Okay,
he was good.
Yes, he's very good.
Oh,
he's good
in
everything he does.
Now, how about that?
There we go.
This is what it's like for the rest of you. When
you hear a name, you get an image.
And an image pops into your head?
How about that?
This is great.
It's pretty exciting stuff, isn't it?
Wow, what have I been missing?
That's the first time I've ever been able to talk Kevin from point A to point B, by the way. I can't believe I actually got him to say, yes, I know who you're talking about. Yeah. I feel like Helen Keller's teacher when she got her to say water.
And how would that sound?
But still, she put water, the word, to that sensation.
That's exciting.
Coming out of the pump.
That's kind of fun. I like this.
You're like Annie Sullivan.
Wow. I don't know who
good
that is.
Pull, Ralph. Good pull.
That was Helen Keller's teacher.
No, all right.
Water, Helen. Water. You are I am your miracle worker, and you are my little deaf, dumb, and blind child, Kevin. I'm so excited.
I'm excited as well.
Today's celebrity birthdays. John Cleese, one of my just favorite all-time actors and comedians. He is just so funny. 70 years old today. K.K. Downing of Judas Priest.
Yeah.
Turns 58. Roberto Benigni. Life is Beautiful's 57. What?
Life is Beautiful.
I have no time to get the entire word beautiful out.
I'm in a rush. Put on your backpack and go.
Whenever he puts on his backpack, he looks like a little
kid
going to school.
That's what I was trying to tell him. Short bus.
Yeah,
totally.
Exactly.
100%.
Just pick it up and carry. You don't have to put it on your shoulders. Like, you don't have to wear the backpack. Like it's a parachute.
It's something I picked up in Nam, man.
Is it?
Yeah.
She had picked up a bullet in Nam.
How dare you?
Samine.
What? Come on. You're not even trying
what
now.
What's that?
Good work.
Simon Le Bon of Duran Duran is 51 years old today. Scott Weiland. Well, I had Weiland and Simon next to each other and came out Samine. Stone Temple Pilots, Velvet Revolver, 42 years old today. And Kelly Osbourne celebrates her 25th birthday.
Oh,
man. Happy birthday to you.
Wow.
Wow. Here's two presents for you. Jeez. Rough. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. Tomorrow morning, real ghost stories. Things that actually happened.
Real ghost stories.
Happened to you.
People see stuff or hear stuff all the time, Ralph,
yes,
that they're convinced there can be no other explanation for.
People hear stuff and see stuff all the time. That's my part of the story.
Ian Somerhalder on the program from Vampire Diaries and more tickets for Foo Fighters Storytellers tomorrow morning on the Kevin and Bean Show.
By the way, if you're planning on joining us for the K-Rock Creep Show featuring our friend Chester from Linkin Park and his new band Dead by Sunrise, it's going to be at Social Hollywood this Halloween night. That's this Saturday. Details at krock.com. If you're going and need a costume, we have a great place that we've used for years that used to be called Glendale Costumes, which was awesome because it kind of told you right where it was. If you want to go down there and get
Glendale!
A costume.
Glendale!
Now, is it still the same location?
It is. It is. Okay. Still at 746 West Duran Street, just off the 134 freeway in Glendale. It's now called the Costume Shop, and they have over 40,000 costumes from Renaissance to Star Wars. Beautiful, sexy, scary, silly. They've got them all. We can definitely recommend them. We use them every single year, so check it out. And we have that link as well at krock.com. Don't go away. Cat's next with 40 minutes nonstop K-Rock music, including the latest from Pearl Jam, also some Paramore, new 30 Seconds to Mars, Rise Against the Bravery, and more after this on K-Rock.